Hello.
Hello. Testing, testing.
Yeah, we're back.
We're live.
Yes, live. Technical difficulties. I forgot to test this morning. I got caught up reading Justice League and I forgot to listen back to the playback and realized it wasn't auto shutting off. So it was recording for like 2 hours when I tested.
Oops. These things happen.
Yeah.
Now you have a nice recording of you reading Justice League.
No, because I wasn't reading out loud. That would have been cool.
Could
I would have released that.
released it at Mike Reed's Comics.
That's right.
Only slightly illegal.
Is it?
I would imagine, yeah, because then it's like an audiobook.
Oh, and you don't have the permission to do that.
Right, because then people could say they read the comic
Ah.
just from listening to you read it.
What if I do it on Splatter? If I read Splatter, do you think they'll come after me?
I want splatter.
It's that Andrew Peepoy thing. Splatter, do you remember we talked about it? No, you don't. That's
No.
because you're old.
Which Oh, you mean when we were talking to Andrew Peepoy at the convention at C2E2?
No, we talked
Or
about
talking about it
last
on the
episode
show?
about Splatter comic.
Well, I do not pay attention to what we talk about on the show.
Oh, really? You don't remember that, huh?
I don't put that into well, I don't need to because it's recorded, so I can always go back and listen to it again if I need to.
Oh, if you need to, but how many
Yeah.
times have you done
So I turn
that?
I turn off the recording in my brain, the memory.
Ah,
Burning.
you got a bad memory.
We talked about a lot of comics. So this is a 90s comic?
Yes. Don't you remember that Donna Matrix on the cover?
Oh,
And you
right, I
told me,
remember.
oh, look who did it,
Look
your
who did it.
boy.
That's right. I forgot that it was
God
called
damn.
Splatter. I remember the comic. I didn't remember the title of the comic.
Yeah, you're losing it.
I didn't put it on my order.
Yeah, you didn't order your from your advanced comics.
I didn't place my advanced comics order yet. Was that one released or not released?
It was released.
Yeah,
But
it's
it's
showing up in my.
surprising how much stuff is in there. Like I'm researching a lot of things I find how many things aren't released.
It's all coming back to me. Well, you might be at the point in comics history when
Collapse.
the industry collapsed.
No, it's prior to Image.
Well, then it was when a bunch of people had visions of grandeur and
Yeah.
then couldn't get their shit together.
It made sense for a split second there, and then I remembered the
Oh,
year,
I
and I was
remember
like,
Splatter now. I'm looking at the cover.
yeah. And then you'll forget next episode. I'll bring it up next episode. What are you talking
Just
about?
forgot what it was called. So, what
Splatter.
about it? If you're reading it?
No, I was wondering if I read that out loud, if I'd get in trouble.
Ah, no. You'd be fine. That is allowed. Any 90s comics.
I can read out loud.
Read aloud. As long as they're not from a publisher that is still in existence. Which gives you a lot to choose from.
It
A lot
does.
to choose from. Such as who published Splatter? Let's see. I have no idea. I don't recognize their logo.
Did you go to Avengers yet?
I did go to Avengers
Yeah.
yesterday. My wife and son and I, my youngest son and I, Josh, went to see Avengers.
Ah.
Finally. Even though it's only been a week, it seems like it came out a month ago.
It was still packed. I went to the theater yesterday too, and it was overflowing with people seeing Avengers.
Crazy. Yeah, our theater, well, they're showing it like I swear every half hour I think they were showing it.
Yeah.
We went to the early show and it wasn't that full. It was pretty comfortable.
I went to see a movie that was better than Avengers.
Better than Avengers.
Yeah.
Was it called On Golden Pond.
No, that one's pretty awesome. Jane
The
Fonda and
On Golden Pond.
Peter, who is in that? Jane Fonda and
Peter
her
Fonda.
father, Peter Fonda. That was when a girl came back to the old lake house with her parents. It's a tearjerker.
Is a tearjerker. Award-winning tearjerker.
Yeah.
They need to bring that in back into theaters through whatever that thing is.
No, man, I watched El Chicano, and
El
I'm so glad I got to the theater before it went away, 'cause there was only like five people in it, and we were all Chicanos.
Chicano.
Represent. I thought it was awesome.
I don't know anything about it, but I saw the poster on the wall as we were going
Yeah,
into the theater, and I was like,
well,
oh, that looks cool.
I have to be brutally honest with you. We were gonna go see that Seth Rogen movie where he's protecting a woman running for president. I forget what it's called.
Yeah, another one you're talking, the
Yeah, we were gonna
rom-com.
go see it because we kind of like those kind of like Seth Rogen and Paul Rudd films, you know, just those kind of things. It's like you sit back, chill, and enjoy. But we've been watching the NBA playoffs, which Micah is really big into NBA. But we were watching NBA playoffs, and Barb said, "Look, there's a Mexican Ghost Rider," and I'm like, "What?" And I'm like, "Holy hell, this is awesome. We need to go to it." Like they didn't advertise this movie at all until like the last minute, like the week it came out. I didn't even know it was coming out.
It came out this weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how they expect to get any. For one thing, they're stupid to release it like within 4 weeks of Avengers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. They had to release this like during the
Or
dry
at least this
times.
weekend. Like, at least wait till next weekend.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people will see it the first 2 weekends and then be ready to see other things. I'm looking at some pictures of it. They look badass.
It is. It is an awesome story, Bill.
Some of his motorcycle. So is it like a revenge type thing?
It is sort of like a revenge, but it's a story of. I'll tell you the story without giving spoilers. I'll try to. It's a story of three kids that grow up together. Two are brothers, and one is their friend. And there's always like when they were very young, they saw this thing they call El Chicano. Like he would like paint a symbol like on stop signs and all this stuff, and it would be telling like gangs, "Hey, I know you're here, and if you're evil, I'm gonna kill you." He would
Kind
stab
of
him in
like,
the heart,
so
like an
kind of like mark,
Aztec.
was it kind of like marking his territory, like
Yeah,
I'm
like
watching
mark
this
your
neighborhood.
territory. Like I'm aware you're here. You better get the fuck out. And the kids saw him when he was real young, and they kind of go all their different ways when they're older. And then something happens in the future that causes something, and it brings back the character. But it's awesome. It is really a cool movie. I like the way they built the relationships between these brothers and the kid and how they all turn out. It's pretty neat. And they like left it open for like a sequel, but we're never see it. It's not gonna make money.
Yeah.
But I was like, Barb, I want to see this movie so bad, like the sequel, because they set it up perfectly.
Oh, where it left off,
Yeah, I mean it has
you're
a beginning, a
invested.
middle, end, but something happens at the climax that causes something else to
Right.
kick
To
off.
set something
Yeah,
else
to
up.
set something else up. And I'm like,
Well,
oh man.
I know specifically what you're talking about, because as we were walking, like from the car to the theater, there were some posters outside, and
Yeah.
I saw that one. I'm like, oh, that looks awesome.
Yes, I think you would like it. And oh man, it kind of gave me chills because it took something that I have in the guesser and it put it on the
they listened to this that episode probably.
I don't know. They would have to have read the script, and I think only you've seen Micah's seen the script, unless Micah sold my script.
He leaked it.
He leaked it. He's
Put it
into
up
the
on
NBA, and maybe
the
that's how that got into the NBA playoffs.
YouTube. It's
Yeah,
very
but
possible.
I thought it was pretty awesome. But what did you think of Avengers?
I really liked it. I
Yeah, it
liked it a
was good.
lot. It did everything I was expecting it to do, and so I was happy.
Yeah.
It was a little, I guess if I had any complaints, I would say some of the slower scenes, especially in the beginning, I think they could have cut down a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, I mean, there were emotional scenes, but they're like long, they're very long.
The time to go pee is definitely in the first 2 hours, or maybe the first
The
hour and a
first hour,
half.
yeah.
Yeah,
Well, that's what
'cause
Melanie had looked online, and she said when the Hulk is eating, that's a good time to go to the bathroom. But
yeah.
that was like 40 minutes into the movie. It's like I don't have to go yet.
Yeah. Well, I left the movie because we were at a big theater, and there's one theater at our theater that just doesn't have the volume right. And I was even telling Barb, like, is it bad for you or is it just my hearing? Because I have bad hearing, I can't tell. But I don't usually have problems at theaters.
Right, because they usually
But
crank it.
to be fair, my hearing has been getting worse. So I'm like, I have to like ask her, can you hear? Like, because a lot of the movie at the beginning is just talky talk.
Right, there's a
And
lot.
I couldn't make out like a lot of the vocals. So like I was getting frustrated, so I just left and I told him, can you turn on the volume? She had to do it for herself and my parents when we went to go see Halloween too. This theater's fucked up. Because the audio's fantastic for like
In some of the
explosions
theaters.
and stuff like
Oh,
that.
yeah. Oh, but the
But
dialogue.
the dialogue is just like they don't have the volume setting right, and it's horrible. So yeah, I left during the scene. I think when Ant-Man went to go talk to Tony,
Yeah.
and say, "Hey, we want to build a time machine," and that's about the time I missed. So I missed about 7 minutes, but it wasn't too bad because I like stepped out of the theater and there was a manager right there, and he just got on the walkie-talkie and said, "Turn up the volume in theater 17," and then it was
Okay,
back.
and
It
then it was
was
fine.
better. Yeah, it still
Yeah.
wasn't to where I like it. Like when I saw El Chicano, now that was the sound was perfect. So I'm gonna try to stay away like from Theater 17 because that's the second time I got burned. I got burned in Halloween and I got burned on Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's just like the placement of the speakers in that theater. There's not one that's close enough to where you're sitting.
It was bad. It was
Something like that.
really bad. For me, it was horrible. And if Barb was having trouble hearing it,
Yeah, that's
that's
bad.
not good because Barb can hear. But I've been noticing like a degradation in my hearing, so I went to the ear doctor. And yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing they can really do for me. They said to wear my hearing aid more, so I've been wearing it more. But I hear less, if that makes any sense, 'cause the way your ear works, it goes like high frequency to low frequency as you circle around in the spiral of your ear.
Okay.
And a normal person loses hearing from the outside in.
So use
So
the high
yeah,
first.
they lose the high first, so that's where the hearing aids are built for. But mine attacked at the cochlear, whatever they call it, the hairs at the inner ear that move. So it went from the inside out. So what a hearing aid does, it amplifies all the frequency that I have really good hearing. A matter of fact, she says, "You have fantastic hearing at the non-vocal range, like it's amazing." They have like these banana curves, and he showed me what a normal person, and she said, "You're inverted. You have the other side," and that's why the technology's not there, is because it's sort of a rare condition. But the interesting thing is, my good ear has the same slope. So I don't know. I'll probably be deaf in a few years.
Except for the high frequencies.
Yeah, we'll have to do video podcasting.
Weird. I'll have to talk very high. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, if you could talk really high, like Mickey Mouse,
Welcome
like
to
kind
Geek
of like, then
Brunch.
I'll be able to hear
This
you.
is the Geek Brunch podcast. We're going to talk about comic books and movies and TV.
You do a good Mickey voice. I wouldn't notice the difference.
We'll do Disney cast. Hey
Yeah,
kids, welcome to the Disney cast.
I thought Avengers was really good. I thought there was like a couple, like three or four emotional scenes that I really, really enjoyed. And the finale was really good.
Yeah, that was awesome. The whole thing was good. I mean, I thought from a writing standpoint, in terms of how they touched back to, it was good in terms of it kind of wrapped up a lot of stuff, you know, like it touched back on a lot of events that happened in the
Yeah.
past, and it closed a lot of loops for a lot of characters,
Yeah.
and it just, I don't know, I thought they did a really good job of delivering everything, plus giving you the action and stuff.
It really closed the loop for three characters pretty good.
A lot of them, I think, and well, and just bringing back the characters, obviously.
Yeah, there's a scene, and I'm not going to get into the details of what happens, but it brings the cast of like a lot of the films together, even some of the people that don't matter so much. And as they're going through the people, like from front to back, it's filmed in a certain way that for a character, like who's closest to the character to who's not so close to the character. And there was this teenage kid, and I'm like, who the fuck is that? And it was bothering me. Like I didn't know, so we had to, me and Barb had to look
Look it
because
up.
we didn't have an idea. And turns out to be he's from one of my favorite Marvel movies, and I forgot about him. He's just aged. It's the kid from Iron Man 3.
The little kid.
Yeah, the little boy from Iron Man 3 that was Tony's buddy. So
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out who he was because he doesn't look anything like
Yeah, we didn't know who he was either.
No,
We're like, who is this? Who is that guy?
he's about as he looked almost as tall as you
Yeah.
now. Okay, so he was like at my shoulders when they filmed Iron Man 3, and now he's like almost as tall as you.
That's cool that they got that guy for it. I know I saw that guy, I'm like, that might be
In this,
Nightcrawler,
are they
but
throwing in? Why is he
Nightcrawler's
not blue?
not in this. Yeah, why is he
I
human?
don't get it.
I was like, oh, that looks like the Nightcrawler act, the new Nightcrawler actor.
If I was them, what I would have done is do something at the very end to just give you a flavor that I know they wanted to have like a night, like this is it, like this is the end.
Right.
But I would have thrown in like the X-Men or something just to say, hey, we have other properties coming our way.
Well, they did kind of.
With Woo.
Like with the Guardians.
They do. We know that one's coming, and they got the filmmaker back, James Gunn.
Yeah, so they didn't set it up, but they, I mean,
No.
the Guardians took off, so you knew that they're going to go on their adventures.
Well, what do we know? We know there's a Guardians. We know there's going to be an X-Men film of some sort, but that one might not be for a while because we got Dark Phoenix coming out this summer.
Right, we got Dark
So they might
Phoenix.
want to let it settle for a bit. And we have Eternals because they've even announced Angelina Jolie as Cersei. You know, they've gone into casting already. They've said rumor that there's going to be a Black Widow movie, but I don't know if that one's true.
Right.
And we know there's going to be a Black Panther sequel. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That made a
Of course.
boatload of movie money.
He's very
So,
popular. And
yeah.
so, well, Spider-Man, obviously. That's coming out.
Yeah, that one's coming out, and that one's probably going to be a trilogy again. So, we had Homecoming, we'll have this one, we'll have another one. I don't know if they're going to do another Doctor Strange. I think they should. And another Ant-Man one would be good. But
Yeah.
this actually led out of Ant-Man Wasp, don't you think? Like this
Oh,
they
totally. What's weird is, like, a key part of this movie comes out of the after credits features of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So if you didn't happen to see that,
Well,
because it,
I think two things were important. Captain Marvel was 'cause you
right.
really don't get a reintroduction, you know what I mean? You don't you
Right,
would you
you had to
wouldn't
have seen that
yeah,
to
you
understand her.
wouldn't have if you didn't see the post credits for Captain Marvel and you didn't understand her power set and like how she knew what was going on, it would be hard to grasp. And then the other ones, if you just went into like a few films, like Hawkeye might be a hard one to grasp, I think.
Well, he was in the other Avengers, though, so.
Yeah, but if you just watch, I heard a girl in back of me
Or if you
saying, "I'm
just
just gonna
watched this one.
watch. I'm gonna. I watched Infinity War, and that's all I need to watch." I don't agree with it. Like,
Well, you can understand the story.
you can, but you're not gonna
You're not going to
understand
appreciate
you're
the
not gonna
emotional stuff
appreciate
you're
the
not going to
emotional beats at all.
get.
Like, you're not
Right,
gonna get it at all,
right.
because like the Hawkeye stuff started in Thor, and then led into Avengers.
Right.
So he's been around a while. I mean, this is sort of a spoiler, but it's been in like every preview that they've ever shown that Hawkeye is sort of like Ronin. So that's why that comic book has went up in price is because the first appearance of Ronin started to spike. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was really good. I was a
Yeah, so
little
have I.
confused about like the time period that they restored and how it didn't go back for some people, especially the Thanos characters, because in Infinity War a couple of Thanos characters died, but they were back in this movie, so it was a little weird to me, but I guess I could
Yeah.
believe it because it's
Yeah,
like
they kind of explain it,
Thanos's
so.
time. I mean, it's subtle, but he's coming forward in time while they've reversed time, so it's a different time. Because that's and it's real subtle because a lot of that's told through the Gamora piece. Do you know what I mean? Like Gamora doesn't even remember Star-Lord.
Right,
So
'cause she was.
yeah, it's a different time period, and it's not in your face like this is what we're doing. It's kind of really subtle.
Well, because I think what they say is that you're kind of jumping to a different timeline, which doesn't change the past timeline or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like the past, if you go back in the past and change an event, that doesn't change what had and then come back. It doesn't change. It changes that event, but the past still happened, so you've still missed all that.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Don't know. Yeah, it's confusing. I did like when they reference all the old time travel movies, though. That
Yeah.
was funny.
Back to the future.
So yeah, we all enjoyed that, and we didn't think it was. It didn't seem like 3 hours to us.
It wasn't. I don't know if you looked at your watch, but I don't know where they got the 3 hours from. It was like over 2:30. Maybe if you watched all the credits, but I had heard before I went in that there were no after scene credits, so just go ahead and leave.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what my son said. So we're like, all right. And it made sense. I
There's
mean,
supposed to be just one vocal, so I looked it up, and it's to me it's not a big deal. Like, there's some audio at the very end, and I don't think this is a spoiler because it doesn't I don't think it implies anything, but It's the exact same sound from Iron Man 1 when he's working on the armor with a hammer. So you hear like ka-chink, ka-chink, ka-chink. That's all there is. And I don't know if they're trying to imply anything with it or what, but I had to go figure out what it was because I think I was listening to Martin's podcast and he was saying that there was some sound. There was no visual, but there was some sound, and I'm like, well, what could the sound be? And I thought it was going to be more like, you know how they show the. Did you see the Star Wars preview when you went in there?
I did, but I closed my eyes.
Oh, did you really?
I always close my eye. I don't like previews. I just watched the beginning with her, like, because the beginning of the preview is like about 30 seconds of
Yeah,
her fighting that
well, there's
spaceship or
no
whatever in
there's
the desert.
well, most you really don't hear, wow, because the visuals don't give away anything. It's the audio that gives away something.
Well, I
So
don't.
you had to hear. You had to plug your ears then.
No, I just if I close my eyes, then it doesn't give me any context, so I don't know what I heard. Like I don't, I wasn't, I
Didn't
don't pay,
hear
I
the
wasn't paying
laugh at
attention.
the very end. You gotta be
No,
kidding me.
I didn't hear it. Well, I might have heard it, but I wasn't, I didn't commit it to memory or anything. I don't remember it. I was intentionally not paying attention to it. I could shut off by hearing.
That's pretty good skill, I guess.
The zone, you never
I
zoned
know
out in class?
you could shut off your
Teachers.
goddamn hearing because you put your goddamn heartbeat machine in and then you put your earplugs in so I could hear the goddamn heart
Fine. Well,
all
that's
night. I don't
earplugs.
understand that bullshit.
It's like, you know, when your wife's talking to you and she's like, yap, 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 and you just kind of zone out. It's like that.
That's how I hear all the
It's like, yap, comics, too many comics, yap, stop buying comics, stuff like that.
time.
I don't know if you've ever heard something like
I do.
that. No more room for comics, stuff like
But I just I choose to ignore
that.
it.
Oh, I did hear the laugh. I remember now.
Yeah.
I did hear that. You reminded me. You triggered my memory.
Well, there's two laughs in that film. There's no context with like vocals though. Like it's all
Visuals,
visual.
yeah. I heard the was it the Emperor laugh? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear that. I remember that.
I don't know how you could avoid a preview though. Like you could be watching TV and see that.
Oh, we don't watch, we don't see commercials on TV.
I know, but you'll fast forward through it if you have a DVR, right?
Yeah, jump past it. I'm good at avoiding stuff. I just play
I think I'm just gonna tweet you the damn I'll direct message to your phone.
images. Look at
Yeah,
this
look at
stuff.
this preview, Bill.
Like El Chicano, I was watching, I saw no previews for that.
I only saw one, and it was the day before we actually went to the movies. I told Barb, I was like, because we watch TV. She watches TV. She would have told me immediately if she saw a Chicano superhero on and told, you know, she would have said, "Hey, Mike, this is
Yeah,
coming."
you need to see
Yeah,
this.
and she watches a lot more TV than me because I like go to bed at 10 or 9 and she stays up till 2, so she's like watching all her DVR'd shows and all kinds of other crap. I watch one show a night with her and then one show in the morning with myself on the elliptical, and that's about all the TV I watch.
You do the elliptical in the morning?
Yeah, I do it right before I walk Carly, so I usually get up around 6 a.m. I do the elliptical for half hour, and then I walk Carly for
It's
about a
not bad.
mile, and then I go to work. But I don't get to work until like 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever works for
It
you.
does good because I have plantar fasciitis, which is, I mean, we talked about this, but it flared up in Chicago. And the elliptical kind of like loosens up the tendons for me. So like when I walk Harley, it's a
Yeah.
lot easier.
So is it. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, but I watched that. We started watching The Nun, but we never finish it because Barb doesn't want to watch it while we're eating because she has to look at her bowl, I guess, while she's chewing. I don't know. She thinks she'll miss like a, well, she did miss one spook scene. That's why she said, "I don't want to watch this while we're eating." Like one of those, you know how,
She doesn't want to look away
well, you
from the
have those
screen.
split second scare moments when it's just like wham, you know, like that. She missed one of those. I'm like, well, I'll rewind it. And she says, nah. And then we stopped watching it. So, and the other movie that I watched was the 1974 Zorro, Mark of Zorro again.
Yeah, I saw you post that you were going to watch that. That was
Oh
funny.
God, that was so good. I watched it with my dad and mom, and Barb watched half of it.
The Nun. I never saw The Nun. I should put that on my list.
Yeah, Roman Ritual number 2's coming out, so you gotta
I
get ready
saw
for it.
that. I saw that. I didn't know there was going to be one. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we could do our Latin reading again. You could do that. You can
Oh yeah, I forgot the
reprise your
fans are
role.
clamoring for a live read.
Yeah, because of your Latin, it was like,
Latin
that's
roots.
we had so much feedback on that episode. I just, you like knocked everyone's socks off. They were
Most people did.
terrified.
Terrified.
You were reading right from the comic in Latin.
They thought I was. Oh, they thought that I was gonna summon some kind of demons or something.
Yeah.
With my, because my accurate, the accuracy of my pronunciation.
Yeah, they thought you were a priest and you were trying to exorcise a demon.
A lot of people died after that.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of listeners
It's
due
very
to demonic
terrifying.
possession after that episode.
That means we had a lot of demons listening to our show.
I'm trying to see if I what other movies I watched. Did I talk about Glass? Or did I mention last time that I
Oh
saw
no, you did
Glass?
not. I did see
Yeah.
Glass. What do you
I know,
think?
I knew you saw it. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great ending to the trilogy.
Yeah, I thought they tied it all up very nicely. So, and man, what's that dude's name who plays
The crazy one?
yeah, the crazy guy?
He's amazing, isn't he?
He's James McAvoy,
Yeah, he's the Professor
whatever his name
X.
is. Yeah,
McAvoy?
McAvoy. Yeah. God, he's so good. Like, there's
Yeah, he
so many
is.
characters he has to. He's basically playing like 10 different characters in a movie.
Yeah, and he has to like bulk up too because he gets like fucking enormous. I mean, he's fit in that movie.
Yeah, I don't know if that's CG or what, but
I think it's real. I think some
they
I
probably
think some
amplify it a
I
little.
think some of the veins and stuff like going as CG, but I
Yeah.
think the general
The muscle.
structure, like the tone,
Yeah.
like when they're not like showing him like purposely beefing up, I think that's real. Yeah, I liked it. Plus I've always I thought Unbreakable was one of my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movies, or what, how do you pronounce his name?
It's a lot of people. A lot of people love that one. I wasn't so hot on it. It's good.
I was hot on it because of what it did for the genre. Like it was, I didn't see it coming like at all. Like, and then it hits you in the middle, and it's kind of like the son finding out the father. Do you know what I mean? He's like,
Yeah.
that's pretty like.
I don't think he set it up right. I think that was his.
It
I don't
was
like.
a slow tone movie, but I think he, for me, he set it up right.
Well, I don't think he set up the. I don't think he gave enough hints that something else could be going on. I think he cheats a little too much.
What's your favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie?
I don't know. So I liked Split. I liked
Yeah.
the one about the kids staying with their grandparents. That was his,
Oh,
right?
that was really good.
And I
The
liked
visit, the was
Glass.
like the visit or visitors? I can't remember. The
Yeah, I don't
visit.
remember what it was. Something like that. And I liked this one.
Signals was good too with the aliens. I
I don't
like
know if I
that
saw
one.
Sig. I don't think I saw that one.
You should watch that if you
You have to
didn't.
watch that
I
one.
think I've seen every one of his films, including the elevator one, Devil or whatever.
I haven't seen that one either.
I've seen every one of them. I think the only one that I really didn't care for was The Lady in the Lake.
Oh, Lady in the Lake, yeah.
Everything else I've sort of liked. I think Signals, Unbreakable, Sixth Sense, and Split and Glass were really good. Oh, and the one that you were talking about. The one that you were talking about sort of is different though, like from all his other films besides Devil, because it deals more in the like a really creepy horror movie, I think.
It still has a twist, though.
Oh, it has the twists. The twists have every movie has a twist.
Yeah, but beyond that, it was just
It's a freaky movie. It's a real
a slow burn horror movie.
but it's a really good. Like, there's not too many movies that sort of scare me anymore. But when you have the old woman chasing the girl, like, underneath the fucking house, that's
Yeah,
fucking terrifying,
was.
man.
Or
And
just
then the
the.
fact that she's, like, outside their door doing shit, that is fucking frightening. I don't care who
Or
you are, that's terrifying.
the old lady in the
Yeah.
hallway.
That's what I'm saying. It's
Or then,
awful.
or what about the only telling the girl to clean the oven? Here,
Oh
make sure you
yeah.
get to, in the back. Get in
Yeah, that
the back of
reminded me of
the
like
oven.
Grimm's Fairy Tales
Yeah,
with
it was
the
totally
ha like
kid
Hansel and Gretel kid
the
kind of kid thing, you know?
Yeah, that was
Get in the
great.
oven. Get in the oven. You
Make
need to
sure
get
you get
back
all the way
there.
in the back.
Yeah.
That was good.
And then the old man pooping his pants. I mean, just gross.
Yeah, I forgot about the pooping pants.
Yeah. That is a good movie. That is really good. That could be up there. As in terms of horror, it's as I think is scariest.
Yeah, what is it? Does he have any other horrors?
A devil sort of like a horror, the elevator thing. Yeah. The rest of the stuff is like Alien and I can't believe you didn't see Signals though. That has
Supernatural.
a Mel Gibson and the guy who plays the Joker. It had big actors in there.
Yeah, I don't know why I never saw that.
That's strange. I find it strange.
Was that before Mel Gibson? That was before Mel Gibson was a racist, right?
Yeah. That
That
was
was
before all the
the good
controversy.
Mel Gibson. That was before we knew. And I saw one other movie. Which I think I thought I had seen it before, but I realized I never did. I only read the graphic novel. It was My Friend Dahmer.
Oh shit, I wanted to watch that. I saw that it was on like HBO or something.
Yeah, so I finally saw that. It's awesome. I loved it. They
That
captured the graphic novel.
kind of pisses me off. That's one of the only books that I ordered like first printing of before anybody did, and DCBS canceled my order because they didn't have enough. And I'm like, and then it came out again, and I don't think I ordered it.
Well, it's
But
because out of spite.
I was pissed off. I was like, fuck this shit. I ordered it the very first time and didn't get it. God damn it.
The main actor who plays Dahmer is really good.
Yeah, I gotta write that down because I could record it. That's something I'd be interested in watching for sure.
And
Is it just when he's a kid? Is it just like the
Yeah,
like
it's him in high school.
yeah, and then the guy who wrote it, was
Yeah,
he
the guy who
really his
wrote it.
friend?
Yeah, was friends with him in well, the guy who wrote the graphic novels in the movie too.
Oh yeah.
He's one of the characters who befriends Dahmer. Well, they befriend Dahmer because Dahmer is just this like this weird loner kind of guy, and they kind of befriended him.
Yeah.
But they still thought he was a weirdo. Well, because he was, but so it's interesting just to see. It's an interesting study of a serial killer, like in their formative years,
Yeah.
from someone who was actually there, so you know it's true. Well, I'm sure they might probably embellish some stuff from the movie. That's why I kind of wanted to go back and read the graphic novel to see what was in the movie that wasn't in the graphic novel, because I read that years back, so I don't remember
Yeah.
exactly. I watched some of the special features on the DVD, and I think I heard them say, I think that the house they filmed the movie at was actually Dahmer's family's home, which is super creepy.
Yeah, it is.
Although that's not the place that he killed people, but it's still creepy. But I guess they could probably do that, because that house, I don't know who owns it, or who, I don't know if anyone would want to live there.
Yeah.
So
I
that's a
forgot to tell you when after I watched that Mark of Zorro, I was waiting to hear that goddamn song, the Fa-la-la-la song, and it didn't come on, so I don't know where the fuck I saw it. But there is a video of it on YouTube, and I don't know if it's the edited version of the movie that I saw, or if it really wasn't part of the movie, but I remember it being part of the movie, so I'm a little confused.
Maybe it was a different Zorro.
No, it was that Zorro. In the video, it even has the same Zorro. Because Ricardo Montalban is the main villain in this one.
So
Yvonne De Carlo, who is Mrs.
Adam's,
Munster. Yeah.
yeah, oh yeah,
Mrs.
Munster,
Munster
yeah.
is the mother, and at this time of the movie in 1974, she's about 50, 54, 53, and she's beautiful. I mean,
She was
she's a
really
smoking lady,
beautiful.
man. Holy
Yeah, she
mackerel.
really, like, if you look at pictures of her, like, when she's a
When she
little
was
younger,
young, holy crap.
she's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Without the makeup on
Right,
and
without the like I had
the
no
wig.
idea. I knew her as
She was like a model or
Mrs.
something, wasn't
Munster,
she?
but before that she was like a model in film, also in film. She was
An
she had a pretty
actress,
big
yeah.
film career.
Yeah.
And then Ann Archer, which I think this is just my opinion, but I think she looks better now, you know, like in Fatal Attraction than she did in the Zorro movie when she was really young. She aged better.
It's good.
Yeah. But it was cool because, like, I've been reading the comic book, and the same stuff I remember where Diego was having to act like the idiot. He was having to do that in front of his father. Like, his father really hated him. Alejandro hated him. And, 'cause he thought his son was a loser, always in books, always the joker, always doing stupid shit. And he just had to play the part. But he came from Spain to basically see his father, who was supposed to be in charge of that villa where he went, and he had been ousted. And he found out that these people were being taxed outrageously, and that's why he became Zorro. But I think he was Zorro in Spain because they talk about Zorro in Spain, so I think he was there, like, before he went to the America. He was Zorro over there. Did you get your previews, by the way?
I did. I finally got my comics on Friday.
Yeah.
I was very
I thought it
excited.
was weird though, because I don't usually mention anything to you unless I know that the second issue came in. And
Right, so now I got the
I
first one.
had Amber Blake number two like 3 weeks ago. So I'm like, how the fuck did
I'm
he
like,
not
I don't
have
have
number one?
it.
I was really confused because I had number two in hand. I even have it near my couch so I can read number two.
Yeah, I think that it must have come out like right after my last DCBS shipment shipped, like the Wednesday following that. So it's been sitting there for 7 weeks because they changed their policy.
What is their policy? I didn't know they changed. I don't notice it because I'm weekly, but.
Yeah, for the monthly, well, they used to ship the final week of the month because that's when previews are supposed to come out. But lately, previews has been sliding to the first week of the following month. So they decided to just shift everything
That's
to
weird
the
because
first week of the following month.
it's still the last week of the month because I get it at the shop, the previews. It's still the last week of the month for me.
That's what they
I
say.
think they're bullshitting you.
I should write to them. That's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I can get it at the store.
I think they did it 1 month that like that. 1 month that
Yeah,
happened.
there's been a couple. There's like a couple, like 2 months I remember that it happened. Apparently, that's enough
One
to
of them
make.
was because of the holiday over the December break.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to look at the email. Oh, I'm yawning.
Yeah, you're getting sleepy, man.
Need some coffee.
Welcome to Geek Brunch. You can reach Bill at bill@comicbooknoise.com. He got sleepy. I hate the
Well,
smell of coffee. God, I hate it.
oh,
So
coffee smells
yesterday we
delicious.
got back from the movies. Well, we went to Costco. I don't usually like to go to Costco, but I bought some shorts and stuff there. 'Cause it's just a madhouse. It's like,
On the weekend, especially.
oh, it's awful. But in the lab where I work, everybody brings like those big pretzel things and the peanut butter pretzels, and I always eat them and I never bring any, but I've
Oh, like
actually
the
bought a couple of them.
about like the barrel.
Yeah, the barrels, the big old things. I bought a couple of them. And yeah, we got back and I was like, man, Barb was like, does this smell like a chocolate musty smell in here? And I'm like, it smells weird in the house. I was like, yeah, it smells weird. But what Barb did is my parents, for her birthday, bought her some pignon coffee. And you know what pignon is. Have you ever had pignon?
No.
Oh,
Or maybe.
you would
What is it?
probably love it. It comes from like a, it looks like a, we, when I was a kid, we used to pick these in Santa Fe. What? Are you not doing the Chicano name? What is this called? What is the gringo name? Wait, I gotta get over there because I just hear nuts. Rhine? Pine nuts.
Oh, pine nuts, yeah.
Yeah. Pinon.
Pinon.
Not
Pine, you
pinon. That's not. Have you had a pine nut, gringo? Okay,
Yes, I've had a pine nut from the
that's.
pinyon pine.
Yeah, pinon tree. We used to pick it when I was a kid because we used to eat them right off of the.
Pinon.
Yeah, off the. No, you. They grow on the. Like, they look like sort of like spruce trees or whatever, but they have these pines on them. And inside the pine, they have nuts. The only thing I used to hate as a kid is those trees were really sticky. They had like this sticky ass sap.
Yeah, this happened.
And you would have like it's almost like super glue. Like if you got it on your shirt or anything, it would stick to you. So we'd drive to Santa Fe and go pinon picking. But I'm not a big fan, but Barb likes their coffee, like pinon coffee. But it smelled like Coffee.
I've never had it.
I don't like the smell of coffee. Like Barb brews coffee every morning, and I just hate that smell. I've always hated. The only time I ever had coffee was a kid, 'cause my grandma used to make me drink coffee. Well, like have a little bit of coffee to dunk my donut in. And I used to hate the coffee, so that's like I never liked the coffee part of it. But yeah, I don't like coffee.
So
But
what was
that's what I
the
smell. She smelled chocolate. I was like, no, I bet it. She it was a huge bag, so she took the
so the ba
bag
smell was just coming from the
and she
bag of
dumped.
coffee?
Yeah, no, she dumped half of the bag into like a Ziploc, so she can just brew her coffee, with just and not have the whole. 'Cause my parents always buy things ridiculous. Like they bought a bag that will give her coffee for like 10 years. It's one
Oh,
of those.
good for the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like one of those ones. Okay, we're preparing for the apocalypse.
Survival.
Yeah,
Put that in the
it's like
survival
for a
bag.
family of 30 that drink coffee like every hour on the hour. It's that much coffee.
She should freeze it.
She probably did.
Tell her to freeze it.
Yeah, just
Freeze
like
your
the
pignon.
Folgers. I
Freeze your
remember
Folgers.
back in the day, Folgers they used to keep in the refrigerator. I don't know why I remember that, but.
You want to keep it fresh. So where was the smell coming from? Just from
It was from the
the
pinon, yeah, from the Ziploc. I thought it was my Elephant Man comic because it also has a funny smell.
I'm like a pine nut coffee.
It's you can tell it's like crisp paper. Like this is a well put together Kickstarter. The Kickstarter tier I ordered for Elephant Man was the trade of the first four, and then it came with the singles of 5, 6, and 7, and 8.
Okay.
And I didn't read 7 and 8 because we just said we're going to cover 1 through 6. But
Right, 'cause that's all, I think that's all I have
yeah. So
on
I will finish
comics,
them,
all of
but
which.
I'll be honest with you. I thought the comic book was amazing. I like really got into it. I want to watch the 1980 movie now, 'cause I remember when I was a kid, that movie came out and it was black and white and I'd see the preview for it, but I never wanted to watch it. And now like I want to watch it. I never saw Elephant Man.
Really, I saw it. I don't know, in the whenever 90s, probably.
So how did you read it in singles?
I read it digitally.
No, but did it come as a digital trade or digital single?
Singles, digital singles.
Did they have like the character profiles in the back, like the historical character profiles?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I dug that.
Can't find it though. Let me look it up. Elephant.
It's Merrick.
Merrick.
Merrick the under Elephant Man.
Can't find it. Elephant. Why can't I spell? Oh my God.
Don't know how to spell
Cannot find.
elephant.
Apparently, I can't find this. What am I logged in as?
See, that's why digital comics suck.
Sucks.
Because you can't even t spell anything to find the
Find
goddamn
anything.
thing.
Can't
You
find
don't even know
anything.
how to use Comixology search because you can't spell a goddamn word.
I can spell it. It doesn't find it. How do you spell Merrick? I don't know how to spell Merrick.
MERRICK.
There you go, Merrick. There it is. It doesn't find by elephant for some reason. Interesting. Yes, I read 1 through 6.
Yeah, and so did I.
I didn't read this one. What is this?
I can't remember if this was shipped from the UK or not. I can't remember. But whatever printer they use, the trade didn't have this smell, but the singles do. And I even had Barb smell it, and she didn't like it at all. But it smells like, I think it has like a soapy incense smell. Like it's very strange.
Really? Soapy incense.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
It's a paper I've never smelled before. Like even when I was reading it, I was like, did I wash my hands with a different
Well,
soap?
it can either be the paper, the ink, or the person who packaged it had something stinky on their hands.
It could be. It could
Or
be.
the person's house who did
Smells
the
like
who
that.
packaged it, yeah, and the packaging soaked it up.
Yeah, I don't
So it
think
would
that
be
because
incense.
this isn't the type of paper that absorbs smell to me. It's the glossy one, you know, it's the glossy type.
It's probably the ink then.
And the story reminded me a lot of, I mean, the artwork reminded me of like Hellboy type books, like Guy Davis or I don't know.
It did seem kind of Mignola inspired
Yeah.
in terms of the black and whites or the blacks.
Well, even the style and the coloring, I thought the coloring
Yeah, the coloring
reminded.
was just like flat coloring, but it was oh.
What?
It, Comixology, you suck. Trying to get to a page so I can look at it. Oh, it would be so nice if I could just flip through the pages.
Why
Yeah,
didn't
it's
you
like a
buy the Kickstarter?
I don't know. I think
Let me ask you another question because this is coming out of the blue. I didn't tell you to buy Merrick the Sensational Elephant Man. Why did you buy it digitally? Like, I didn't say buy this so we can talk about it. You already had
I
it.
already had it.
Yeah, so what? You're typically not a digital guy.
I'm not a digital guy.
So did they have some kind of sale or did some, what drew you to buy this digital copy?
Okay. I don't remember. There must have been a
Of
sale. I don't
course not.
remember.
You don't remember shit from week to week.
This is like a year ago. Forget it.
I
Hey.
can't spill. I don't remember what happened yesterday.
I'm like a year and a half away from being able to get a senior discount at places, so
Yeah, I got my AARP membership card in the mail the other day. It's so fucking weird. We're fucking seniors, bro.
that's why, like a coworker of mine was talking to another coworker and was saying like he had to call he's like older, he's in his like around 60, but he
Yeah.
said he had to call his cell company because his wife wasn't getting the senior discount. And then the other one said, "Oh, when can you get that?" He said, "You can get that when you're 50." I'm like, "Oh shit."
I did
Like
post something on Facebook because I found it fascinating. I don't know why it came across my line. It creeps me out. Facebook creeps me out. I think they're in my knickers more than I'd prefer them to be in
oh,
because,
because you think about something and then suddenly you're seeing an ad for
yeah. I'm like,
So
how the fuck do they know? Well, they must know my age, and I don't remember putting my age in the machine. I don't ever put my real age,
yeah.
but I got a post that showed up and it said the 15 things you need to know when you're a senior. And do you realize when we're 50, we can do the old man, fucking like when we go to a con, we go to the restaurant, we can say two seniors. Can we have the senior plate, please? God
We'll take
damn, we're gonna be
the senior special.
we're gonna both sit together at Heroes Con and we're gonna be ordering the senior plate.
Man.
Do we get in free?
That's why we have to get our tickets at Heroes. We'll take the senior discount.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, goddamn, we're fucking old, man. It's like, but it talked
Bad.
about like the restaurant discount when you're 50 and a bunch of different things.
I remember when my mom was this age and was could get the senior discount, and she was like, I feel too young to get the senior discount. I'm like, just get it, you know, it's a
Yeah.
discount, you might as well. And
It's
now I'm that
weird
age,
though.
I'm like, now I'm gonna have to do it. Like, son of a bitch.
It's weird though, because like my dad doesn't give a fuck. Like he but you'll never hear my mom say, "We're seniors." Like she'll never say that because she doesn't want to consider herself a senior. I think for females it's a bigger deal when they know your age than I don't give a fuck. I'm old. I'm falling apart. I can't hear anymore. I
Yeah,
can't
speak up, I'm a
walk.
senior.
Yeah, my foot hurts all the goddamn time. I'm old as shit. So.
That's what. Mentally,
Just.
I don't feel like I'm getting that much older, but my body has other plans.
I feel young at heart, I'll say that. But physically, I'm feeling my age, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I gotta talk to you about a TV show real quick. And you can watch this. It's called Black Summer on Netflix.
I actually started to watch the first episode. Hasn't gotten good yet.
I think it hit for me around the second or third. I can't remember. Probably the second.
Yeah, right now, so here's as far as I am. People are running away from. I don't think we've. Yeah. People are on the run. They're like leaving their houses and stuff. Because it opened.
They're trying to
Yeah.
get on the military
Right, it
wagons,
opens with
right?
a family trying to get on the military shuttle to the stadium where they're taking people, and then one family gets split up, and the wife goes, and I'm at the part she goes and runs, and she finds this dude. That's as far as I am.
Did they introduce Barbara yet?
Don't know, is she the wife?
No, she's the woman in the vehicle that the other guy tries to
Okay,
overcome the vehicle.
no, I'm right about there.
That's when shit starts to get, I think the show just starts to get real, 'cause the thing about this show is it is so different from Walking Dead in terms of pacing. Because it's more character driven. They're like, okay, this is this character, this is this character, this is this character, and it shows their views of this, how this is happening to them. Did you ever read that top shelf book called Tricked? Did you ever read Tricked?
Yes.
Well, Tricked, you know how it introduces like every character and then every character sort of linked together?
Was Tricked the Alex Robinson
Yeah,
one?
it is.
Yeah.
Tricked is it focuses on one character, then switches to another character, and then another character, and then you
Yeah.
find
Oh,
out
yeah.
that they're all linked at the end, they're all into the same story. Do you know what I mean? They're
Yeah, it
all
ties it all
they're
together.
all together. That's what
Yeah.
this show is. Be careful. Barb's got to go get a haircut.
Are you telling her to be careful because she might knock over some comics? Or are you telling her to
Yeah,
be careful because she might get a
I
bad
told her to
haircut?
be careful because she was walking around the kitchen table and there are comics everywhere.
Oh, yes, be careful.
Yeah. So, there is an episode and it just blew my fucking mind. And I'm not gonna spoil it much, but I'll tell you why it blew my mind. Because there's this character, and he's sort of my build. He's fat. Okay. But he's more on the husky side. Like he's husky and he has like limps. Like he might have some plantar fasciitis and they just don't say so or whatever. But he's not in the best shape. And you have this one fucking zombie that just won't let up, like almost for 30 minutes on this guy. And it is so stressful to me. Because this guy is so fat and unfit that he gets into predicaments with this one zombie that is just so intense. It is so fucking intense. and it lasts forever. And I was just amazed by this.
That
But
sounds good.
yet, the thing that seems so real to me is like I felt his pain. Do you know what I mean? Like I felt when he like jumped a wall and hurt his ankle. I felt his sweat. Like he it, the actors having to do this, and it's got to be exhausting.
Right.
It's got because these zombies are fucking fast. And not only are they fast, but they have a sense of smell. So like you'll see them
Yeah, so you
stop.
can't hide from them.
Yeah, you'll see them stop and they just start sniffing like a dog, they'll like track you fucking down. And I don't know, man. Once it hit past my favorite character, and I don't know if they've gotten to her yet, is a I think she's Korean. They call her Sun. And you do not know a word she says. She knows like four words, but she's an amazing character because I think that she's the smartest of the group. Like I just think she's amazing. So like that's what I'm watching on the elliptical, and it is so hard for me to turn it off. Like I almost want to call in and work and just say I just want to fucking watch the rest of this goddamn thing and not go to work. it's so good.
That'll be a good one for me to watch when I do my treadmill,
It
because
will, but watch when you get to that episode, you need to text me because this is fat ass Mike running from a zombie. Like it is. And the thing is this character up until that point, I could not relate to. I hated this character. I hated this character, my least favorite character. And up until that point, I still don't like him, but I could relate
but he's
because
sympathetic
I
now.
was very sympathetic because I could relate to his physical demeanor in this situation. Like it, I felt his pain. It was weird. I felt when he hurt his foot. I felt when he had to crawl up something and he just was. It took him a little bit longer because he was fat. Do you know what I'm saying? It just seems so goddamn realistic. And it blew me away because as he was running and breathing, I was feeling that. I was like, God damn. And you're running out of terror and you're running out of adrenaline. But after when you stop and your adrenaline dies down, you realize how bad you hurt yourself. Do you know what I mean? You like, oh fuck, now my leg's all fucked up. So yeah, it's crazy. Adrenaline changes a lot. Like I was playing softball once. I don't know if I told you this story. But I was really good at hitting. Like I've always been good at batting because I can get a base hit or a double almost every time because I don't hit it too far so they can catch it. And I
Hit it
hit
in the
it out of the
sweet spot.
outfield. Yeah, it's just like a perfect single. So like I hit it over the infield, and so the outfielder had to run, and I decided to take a double. And they threw it, as I turned the corner, they threw to the shortstop, and I was going towards second base, and the guy threw it to the second baseman and tagged me in the head. Like a softball hurts like fuck, I'll tell you right now. And I'll tell you right now that most teams, we were playing co-ed, but most teams put their best player, like their best athletic player at shortstop. So he's got to cover a lot of space and he's usually got the best arm.
Was gonna say you have to have a good arm for
He has the
shortstop.
best arm in on your team is usually at shortstop. And he threw it to second base and it bounced off my head and went to outfield. Like that's how far the softball is fucking hard. It like so he hit me in the head, but adrenaline like I picked myself up and I saw the ball bounce all the way to outfield and I went to third base. I slid into third base and was passed out for 10 minutes. Like I didn't know I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what happened. But somehow I ended up on third base, and everybody was laughing like, "You got hit like a motherfucker,
This comes from like a
and you
maniac.
still got to third base." And then I passed out, and then they had to walk me to the dugout and have somebody else take my spot as a runner because I was out. And the bump on my head, I should have went to the doctor,
Now you might have
but
got a concussion.
it was the size of that softball. Like I had this bump on my head. Like I couldn't comb my hair. I couldn't do anything for like a week because it just hurt so bad.
And at school, they called you a
But anyway, the
pinion.
point of that was adrenaline. Like sometimes the adrenaline in your system will let you do some extraordinary things, and you don't feel it until the adrenaline dies. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Well, that's the whole point of adrenaline. That's why it exists, to save your life, basically.
It's kind of like when the Bill Bixby effect. Do you remember in the old Incredible Hulk, like he was exploring like how these people can save somebody that were in trouble and
Oh, like
do
flip a
things.
car.
Yeah, it had a woman, I think he was investigating, where a woman
I
picked
do
up a
remember
car to
that.
save her child or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was like, "I need to find out how the hell this happens." And that's when the gamma ray on the machine, because it wasn't like the Rick Jones thing, him trying to save Rick Jones and throwing Rick Jones into a trench. It was more of him exploring the adrenaline factor. And that's how he became the Hulk. But that's a long story short. But Black Summer has been like, as the show goes on, and I'm at a point right now, I think I'm midway through episode 6. Because they're almost like full hour episodes, no commercials.
Yeah, it's
And
good for 45 minutes.
yeah, it's getting intense, man. I am just, I find it more real. I don't know why, than like Walking Dead situations. Like I just find it more.
I was gonna say, like, for that specific episode, I think I would like it because I don't like it when they're just like people arguing all the time, like what they should do or whatever, back and forth. I'd like to see just like one person, like, holy shit, here I am out here alone, and there's a zombie coming at me. What do I do?
And you got a real treat because there's a scene, there's a whole episode in a school, like an elementary school, maybe junior high school, and it is so good, and it has nothing to do with fucking zombies. But it is just so well played. It is it's so good. Like the tension and the suspense is well done. To me, true horror, because I don't know. I always thought the fast zombie, I love zombies movies as it is, but the fast zombie freaks my shit. It really does. And so far I don't know if I was watching the credits on one episode, and it said something related to Z Nation, and I've never watched it, but it's like based on concept from Z Nation, and I don't know if it's the same creator or if it's in the same world, but I do know they mentioned Z Nation in the credits.
Okay, I was gonna ask. Oh yeah, Z Nation's prequel. It's a prequel to Z
Oh, okay,
Nation.
it's a prequel, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was gonna ask you what the. I don't know anything about it other than I just saw it that it was on Netflix.
I had no idea what it was. I heard Martin mention the name. Like I started watching Black Summer, but it kept on showing up. Like as I go click on Netflix, I was watching one day at a time, and it would keep on saying Black Summer, Black Summer, Black Summer, and I was trying to figure out what to watch next, and that really appealed to me. Like and it is so good. I at least for me, there's something about the way the director does stuff, or just the way they're filming it. that makes me feel like I'm in the scene, sort of. Like I'm experiencing the tension and the pain that these people are going through. Yeah, I'm really feeling it, Bill. And I was
Well, I noticed it
when
because
I watched the
I was
first
hoping
one,
that
it
it was
was
Warren Ellis's
A
Black
Black
Summer,
Summer.
but
That's
it wasn't.
superhero though, so
It is.
matter of fact, that's kind of what I thought it might be. Because I couldn't I've read so many goddamn Avatar books, and I couldn't remember if Black Summer was a zombie one or not. And I had to go look at it again. I had to plug it in, and I saw it was superhero based. I said, "Oh, it has nothing to do with it."
Yeah,
And
that was one of
I'll be
his
honest with you, when
superhero
I
trilogy.
let me just tell you, when I watched the first episode, I wasn't quite sure if it was the right thing to watch for an elliptical. Like it's kind of like slow paced. Okay, here's all these people, and you're kind of seeing a situation and not really feeling it. But as the thing progressed, I started to feel the adrenaline. Like I started to, so it became a good,
Got your blood pumping.
yeah, I got my blood pumping, like a good exercise thing to watch.
Well, speaking of exercise shows, so I think I'll switch over to Black Summer because I just finished watching Russian Doll.
Oh, is that one good?
It is. It's really good.
Maybe I'll add that one to my queue next. I don't know how many episodes are in Black Summer. I didn't even check, but I assume 13 or 12.
Yeah, I think Russian Doll. I can't remember how many. It didn't have that many. It was like, eight or something episodes.
Yeah.
Just like, 40 minutes each or whatever.
That's about like a spy one, right?
No, it's about it's like Groundhog Day one.
Oh, really? I thought it
Yeah.
was going to be like La Femme Nikita or something like that.
No. It's like a Groundhog Day, but about a woman who does a lot of drugs and drinks a lot and parties.
Ah.
It
Did you find it to be a good exercise movie or show? Like it kept your
is.
interest?
Yeah, because it's like a
I
there's
need
like a...
thing I need things to hit certain beats. Like it can't be too slow, but it has to keep my interest enough so I don't notice that I'm on the elliptical. 'Cause I'm not a big exercise guy. I like to watch things where I don't notice the pain or whatever I'm going through on the elliptical because I'm
Like
so engrossed in the
distracts you.
story. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could try it. The first episode was a little slow, but then it kind of picks up. But there's enough mystery. Like the whole thing is like, why is this happening? And how does she get out of this loop that she's in?
Cool.
So the mystery part of it like pulls you in. And they do a good job the end of every episode, they throw in something where you're like, what? And
Yeah.
want to see more.
Thing is that there's so many good things on like Netflix and Hulu and DC Universe that I feel that I want to cancel some of the DirecTV stuff because I find myself more engrossed in those kind of things than I am in recording things on the DVR, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I like
Well, that's
having a
why.
whole season rather than, just can binge, kind of binge it through an exercise, and I don't have to wait till next week to watch the next one.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, we got rid of cable a long time ago because we have an HD antenna, so that gives us our network shows, and then
Yeah.
everything else is just streaming. So, and we miss some shows, but there's so many damn shows. It's like, who cares? There's enough shows. I can't even watch all the shows I want to watch,
Right,
so.
right. So I'm what I'm thinking is like lowering the package at least, getting rid of it on two TVs entirely and going o over to antenna on the two TVs and then somehow keeping HBO 'cause we do seem to watch like
Yeah,
HBO
HBO.
more than anything. Like they have like a premiere every Saturday and we'll either watch it or we'll record it. And plus they got Watchmen coming out and Deadwood. Oh my God. I am so excited for Deadwood to come that movie to come out. I don't know if you experienced Deadwood, but I loved it. Me and Barb were that was like our Spartacus, our Friday Night Lights. It was one of the shows.
I never watched it, but that's one of the ones that I've always meant to watch.
We loved. Well, for let me just tell you, for one thing, my dad is so into westerns. Like he, that's his thing. Like he even came over. They were just here last weekend, and he'll sit there on the upstairs TV because we don't have this station, but there's a over-the-air station called Grit, and he'll just watch Grit. He even put a TV in his garage, so when he's working in the garage, he can just watch Grit. It's just westerns. But I grew up with a lot of westerns. I did. Rifleman, Bonanza. Like my dad would watch a lot of westerns, and I wasn't like a big western fan, but I became one over time. And I want to order like the Lone Ranger serials because I used to watch those. And when Young Guns came out, I was blown away. Like that's when the switch went on, and I started watching all of the Clint Eastwood stuff. And Outlaw Josey Wales as a kid was my favorite western of all time. Because my dad showed me that, and that was like no West. That was no John Wayne movie to me. When he introduced me to Clint Eastwood, I was like, "Holy crap!" Have you ever seen The Outlaw Josey Wales?
I don't think so.
Oh my God, it is such a good Western. It's about a guy that was on the he fought for the Confederate Army. And
Let's
it's
see.
after the Civil War, and he has Union soldiers after him, like a bounty was placed on his head, and they're kind of after him, very much on the West Coast. And he meets this like old Indian, and he's like hilarious. And Sandra Locke, who's in I think she married Clint Eastwood. She's been on almost all of his movies. She plays a character. He finds this like oddball bunch of characters, and they have like a standoff, and it's pretty amazing Western film. But that was like eye-opening to me. And then the Young Guns films, and then Tombstone, and like I love watching Westerns. Like the other one that my dad turned me on to when I was a kid, and I was blown away, is The Magnificent Seven with Yul Brynner. Like I. God, I love that movie. And then they had the return of the Magnificent Seven, and I was blown away. And so I like the remake with Denzel Washington too. But yeah, Deadwood is up there. It is fantastic. The acting is remarkable. And it really starts off with the death of Buffalo Bill. 'Cause it has God, what is that West Calamity Jane in it? So it's really a cool story. Who died with the dead man's hand? Was that Buffalo Bill? I think it was. I don't remember. But that's where Deadwood kicks off, and it has the one actor that manipulates the whole town, and he's in the John Wick movies and all kinds of stuff now. I can't remember his name, but he's what makes that show. He makes that show.
I think I know the guy you're talking
Yeah, he communicates with this Asian character in the town, and the Asian character can't speak a word of English. But it's weird because they can. He tells them stuff, and he like knows, and the only word that they communicate with is cocksucker. So it's so good when they have a conversation because he'll just be yamming off, and he'll go cocksucker, and then he'll say cocksucker several times, and they like know what each other's talking about, and I don't know how they do it, but they do. So he'll come to warn him about a certain person in town, and he'll know what's happening. Yeah, I'm excited for that, so I want to keep HBO.
Yeah.
Even if I go like the streaming HBO Now or whatever, I want to keep that. But I
Yeah, I
finished
can
watching,
understand that.
yeah, I finished watching One Day at a Time. You know, I was watching that at
C22.
Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, I had started watching it. Yeah, I need to watch that. Maybe that'd be a good elliptical, or elliptical. I don't have an elliptical, but a workout show.
That is a good half hour show. Like it's exactly 30 minutes. So it's
Yeah,
like
okay.
a if you want to just do a 30-minute workout, it is very character building, and I like the themes that they deal with. I really do. It's one of those shows where I find all the characters like good characters. Like they're all relatable characters that I like. There's not one that I don't like.
I'll have to try that. I think the next thing I'm gonna watch, I need to watch Westworld season two.
Ah.
So I have to make time for that. Because once I start that, I need to watch the whole thing through.
Yeah, you get addicted.
So I have to set aside some time to spend on that. Because I do like that.
I just can't believe how uncompetitive DirecTV is with the pricing when they have so much competition. It surprises me.
Oh, like they don't have like specials and stuff or what?
Oh, they have specials, but they're mostly for new subscribers.
Yeah.
They don't reward the existing customer base, and
They don't reward loyalty.
yeah. They do have the best customer service, though. I'll tell you that. They're really good. When something bad happens or something happens, they're fast. There's a reason they win the award for customer service over cable every year. It's because it's really good service. Could be that it's because I have the best package in there. Okay, this guy spends a lot. We
Yeah, how
better
much
give
money
him.
has he spent with us?
Yeah. It's like DCBS, where I might be treated like a king as opposed to some other people, maybe. I don't know. I just don't know any different because I've never been somebody that bought
Yeah, I've
little. Do you know
never
what I
seen
mean?
the other
Yeah.
side, yeah.
Never seen the other side.
I get all my books, I get extra books.
I gotta place my order for this. Last week or last month, I placed my order really late. Matter of fact, they sent me an email. We're concerned. You
Yeah, they
haven't placed
reminded
your
you.
order. And I never have to get that. I've gotten that email twice in my life. I really let this one go
So
before
we're
I
not
placed
making
my order.
our numbers this quarter. Please place your
Yeah,
order.
place your order. Save the comic industry, please.
There'll be a dip in the diamond charts. What happened that month?
Yeah,
Don't
this
know.
last shipment, believe it or not, in 1 week, if I add the 20 books I got at my comic shop, it was 100 books. And that's just singles in
For a
1 week.
week?
Yeah.
God.
I
How's there even that many coming out in a week?
have no idea. Maybe it was the first week of May. Well, I guess it was towards. Yeah, the first was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was an incredible amount of comics.
Yeah, I got a lot. My package was very big. I have a very big package this
Yeah.
week.
That's what she said.
This week, but it's because it was an extra week, but
Yeah.
oh, a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, every time I open it, man, I was like, there's stuff in there I don't even remember ordering. It's like amazing. It's like Christmas. I was like, I don't remember this. I don't, what is this?
Is always a surprise to see what I actually ordered and what I didn't order.
Yeah.
What did I order and why?
And I've been so like undecisive on which Red Sonjas and Elvira covers to order that I just order
it
them all. I just say
right?
I can't decide. I'm going through all of them and I like all of them, and I'm like tossing it. I'll try to narrow it down to two because you know I get the cosplay ones, and I'm like, or the photo references, like they'll actually have Elvira, and I think she's amazing. So I've been getting all four Red Sonjas. I've just been doing it. I don't get like the virgin covers and all the expensive ones, but I've been getting all of them.
All the
They've been
regular
so
price
good
ones.
lately, like so good. It's been so tough. Usually I've always only gotten two, but for the last 4 months I've had to get all four.
That explains how you're getting up to 100 comics.
Yeah, but it's usually with the Dynamite. I do order some extra DC covers. Like, I will go through the previews and then see if there's extra, like, cover Bs that I want. But it's not a lot. It's like a handful. It's like five. I'll order like five cover Bs.
I did notice the Elvira photo cover this month caught my eye.
Yeah.
It's very boobtastic.
She's a beautiful woman. Like, I even watched the Elvira movie, which is on Hulu. She's just amazing. Plus, I like her. Like,
Yeah, she's.
I've seen her on like Comic Book Men, and I like her wit. I like the way she deals with jerks like Walt. Like to get him to donate blood and stuff. Like he's such a weird character, and I just like the way she, I don't know, presents herself. Like I think she's amazing. If I had to pay $60 to meet her at a con and she was there, I would do it. I mean, there's very few characters that I would do that for now, but I would do that for Elvira. I did that with Elizabeth, what's her name from American Pie. I got my picture with her because
With her.
I love that movie.
Know you do love that
Oh
series.
God damn. And when those scenes with her were like mind-blowingly sexy.
Was very popular for a while there.
Yeah. I forgot what we were even talking about.
We were talking about the Elephant Man.
Oh yeah, Merrick. The Sensational Elephant Man.
Yeah, so your question was, have I seen the
Yeah,
movie?
1980.
Yeah, I saw it back in the 80s, but I would like to see it again because he is a fascinating character. So, to go back to why I got this. So the reason I got it in the first place is because I find the Elephant Man fascinating.
I do
Why I
too
got it.
now.
Yeah, why I got it in digital, it must have been a sale of some sort
Yeah.
for me to get it this way versus physically. And
Well,
I might have.
I saw it at Kickstarter, and what drew me to it was the samples. Like, nobody told me about it. Nobody said I'm getting Merrick. I do follow now. Now that I know that some of my friends are on Facebook, like Ronnie and stuff, like I'll see what he gets, a couple other people. And but usually what I the way I find Kickstarters, it's weird, is I know that there's one I want, okay? Something comes out. Like there's a Kickstarter, I think we talked about it with Savage Dragon in it, and I was like, okay, I'm done. Like I need to get it. But while I'm in there with Savage Dragon, I will
I'll
usually
poke
buy
around.
two or three more Kickstarters because I'm in there. And that's how I find Kickstarters mostly, is because there's something that draws me to, in this case it was Kirk posting something and saying you should get a werewolf or whatever the heck it was, and I was like, what the fuck? Savage Dragon's on the cover. Like I didn't even care about the werewolf or whatever, Sergeant Wolf or whatever.
Yeah.
But I saw Savage Dragon and I'm like, I gotta
Yeah, I
help
don't know where I
this.
saw that. Maybe did Eric Larson retweet it or something? He might have.
He might have. I found out from Kirk.
Yeah.
I was on there, and he told, because I'm into war books, he was posting me to a war werewolf book, you know what I
Okay.
mean?
And
And I but I was
then you clicked on the page and you're like, that's Savage Dragon.
that's Savage Dragon. I'm like, and then the real reason I got it was Savage Dragon, but I
Of
did both
course.
of them.
Yeah, I did too, just because why not?
A matter of fact, at the same time, I went and purchased the Megaton number 3
Okay.
because I was like, why do I not have this Savage Dragon
I know. I don't know why I don't
comic?
have it either.
And not only that, but I realized Megaton, I looked at Megaton, okay, and I was like, what the fuck? This has like Liefeld stuff. It has like, why am I not getting Megaton? Like, so I purchased 1 through 3, and it
Ah.
has number 2 has the first real Savage Dragon. Number 3 has like the first full comic book Savage Dragon, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So it's kind of like your RAM number 1.
Yeah, I have number 2 and number 4, but I don't have number 3.
And at the same time, I almost bought a RAM number 1, but god damn, that thing's expensive. And on eBay, this one guy did an awesome preview. Like he showed you what you were getting. Like he's like,
Okay. Yeah.
here's RAM number 1, here's the ad, which looks nothing like Youngblood, which is,
It's totally different
yeah,
characters.
it's totally fascinating. And then I was like, you know what? What about Spawn? And I saw that it was in the Malibu Sun, is his first appearance.
Oh, the
It
first spawn.
beat it by literally almost 30 days. So Spawn number 1 came out, but this preview of it, image of it, came out in Malibu Sun like just a couple days before. It's
Okay.
it just barely beat it. But that fucker's expensive too. I'm like, god damn. So like one of the biggest things I think to get from Free Comic Book Day is the Mark Waid is launching the new Rebellion Heroic Age in Free Comic Book Day. So it is the first appearance of all those characters, just like Catalyst Prime, in Free Comic Book Day. So if you're a speculator, I think that's the book to get, is the Mark Waid Humanoids 2 book, which I hope to God I ordered it. I clicked on everything
I don't know. I have to look to see if I ordered that one.
I didn't think I got the manga stuff, but I clicked on almost everything else, 'cause I order
Have to
so
look
much
now.
from DCBS that they prompt me like you can get 55 books or something like that. Ridiculous.
It seems like nowadays people don't care about Free Comic Book Day stuff as much, like in terms of first appearances and stuff.
They may not, but I think it's a big deal. This to me is like the RAM number 1, if that takes off. Plus, just from a historical perspective, it's very important, especially because of me. I'm into shared universes, like more so than you are, so it's more of a big deal. I don't know. I think Free Comic Book Day is pretty big still. Like the comic shops here do the most money. That's like their biggest money
It definitely
maker.
is a big day. All right, what is the Mark Wade one called?
I don't know. I just know it's out there and it's their first appearance. It's the Humanoids one. Humanoids 2 from
I got
it's
Mark Waid, Humanoids. Oh, H1.
Yeah.
I did order that one.
Good.
Woof! I'm in the money. Suck
Yeah.
it. You won't see me spending $600 25 years from now
From
trying to get
now,
hold
yeah,
of
when they have a movie coming out, you won't see me doing
this.
that.
Let's see
It's
how much.
so weird though that these like image things are worth so much based on an image. Like it, but it's so important to history.
Well, the
And the thing that's fascinating to me about Ram Number One, more so, that's even more significant to me, is it's after they hit it big already. Like Liefeld had already released Hawk and Dove and did his work at Mar you know, New
New
Mutant work,
Mutants, yeah.
and then Ram Number One comes out.
Right. Well, that's why
I
that's
find
a.
that fascinating, Bill. Like, absolutely fascinating.
It's fascinating because that was his first, like, dipping his toe into the indie, like his own property outside of.
Yeah. And
Because
usually
he
it's
was
the
huge at
opposite.
Marvel,
That's what's
yeah.
amazing.
Right. So it's interesting that he even did it. But I think a lot of those, and that's kind of interesting, like that other Image guys were in Megaton, because all of them, you could see, like, this is the start of them kind of like exploring that side of it, like, hey, maybe we'd like to
Yeah.
own our own properties.
Yeah, let's explore it. And that's like, it's just fascinating. Like, I think the Sam Keith one is in some odd book too, the Max.
Yeah, the Max was, yeah, might have been a Malibu one or something. From Malibu. I
Yeah,
don't
the
remember.
Malibu Sun has a lot of like pre-images of all kinds of shit. That's my next Vantage. That's my I'm on this I bought
Is the...
everything I possibly could of Vantage and then put in my want list the Vantages that they didn't have if they ever show up.
Yeah, I got a couple. I picked up a couple advantages.
I started reading another one. It's fascinating. This one had an article about how Wizard fucked up. Do you remember the Image X Month?
No.
What Image X Month was is when the creators switched books. You
Oh,
probably
I do remember. Yeah,
you
I
remember
remember that.
that.
Yeah.
Well, Wizard, what I didn't realize is that Wizard mistold like who was working what book.
Okay.
Like Wizard and this magazine said, "Look how Wizard fucked up. We're giving you the real because
Now we have the real info.
the real distribution is Jim Lee was on Savage Dragon 13. Larson was on Wildcats number 14. Liefeld was supposed to do Shadowhawk 0. Youngblood number 9 was Valentino, and Silvestri was Spawn 25, and their top pick was Cyberforce number 8. Well, that's their first. I read the whole goddamn book, and I was looking for the on Vantage number 6. It says, "Where's McFarlane? You think you know, guess again." So I was looking for a goddamn McFarlane article, and I didn't find it. Well,
And you're like,
it's the it's
where the
this
hell is
one.
it?
Their whole thing is like Wizard said that McFarlane was doing what did they say he was doing? I can't find it now. Oh,
So
Savage
basically,
Dragon. They said Savage Dragon was being done,
oh,
McFarlane. So
that'd be
they're
good.
like, "Where's McFarlane?" Because that's going to be the hot book, right? The hottest book is going to be the one that McFarlane's doing,
Yeah.
which is Cyberforce.
Well,
But
I
go
say
ahead.
that that would be good, but we actually did get that later. When they were
Did
both working on
you buy all of these, by the way, when they came out? The X month?
No.
I did. I think
I
I
didn't.
bought all of them. I bought like two copies of everything, I think, because I was like, "This is gonna be huge. This could be the best thing ever."
No, I should pick them up. They're probably so expensive, though. $1.70.
They're not that expensive now. They were hot back in the day. Like I'll tell you right now, like when they
After they
came
came
out,
out.
they were hot.
Yeah.
Let me look at let me see how many copies of which one did Larson do? Larson did Wildcats number 14. Well, I'll probably find
Oh
out I don't
shit.
have it.
I gotta get this. The Wildcats go head to head with Freak Force.
Yeah,
I love Freak Force. God damn it.
I completed Freak Force a while back.
I gotta see if I own this.
Wildcats 14.
God damn it.
Yeah, I only have one copy. That surprises me. I thought I bought two of each.
I don't have it. I'm gonna order it.
Wildcats number 14. Well, I know you're a Larson fan. The other one, if you're the
Yeah.
McFarlane, you want Cyber Force number 8. Do you have that?
Probably not.
It's not the first volume of Cyber Force, second, the
No, I
ongoing.
do not. Who did that? Oh, McFarlane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it says here. I'll have to get all of these. Dang.
Well, the Lee
Fantastic.
Jim Lee was on Savage Dragon 13. You have to have that one.
Yeah, I probably have the Savage Dragon and the Spawn already.
Savage Dragon 13. And that's not the mini, because his launched as a mini too.
Yeah, I have that. I have that, and I have this. I have all the spawns. So those I have. I just need the other ones. The Cyber Force. The Wildcats.
That's cool though, because
That's it. I guess I just need
when
those two.
Larson put out Savage Dragon number 13, he put his own cover out and he put the Jim Lee cover. Do you have both of them?
I do not. I don't even
Ah.
know which cover I have.
Okay, you got it.
I'll have
There's
to
a Jim
look.
Lee, there's a Jim Lee cover which came out as the regular cover. This one I do have two copies of. And then cover B was his was a Eric Larson cover.
Let me look at it and see. Wow, that definitely is a Jim Lee cover. I wonder which one I have. There's a butt cover.
Well, one of them has that spider lady on the cover with the butt
Yeah. That's the
and
Larson one.
Star. I think that guy Star,
Yeah,
you know,
Star, yeah.
is on there with Savage Dragon going at the butt spider lady.
I'll have to find out.
Yeah, so that was X month. Let me see if I have all of them though. I'm curious now. Valentino's on Youngblood number 9. Oh, I have all of Youngblood, so that's a done deal. What was the other one?
So which is the
Shadowhawk.
Youngblood?
Youngblood number 9.
Wonder if they have that one.
And then Shadowhawk number 0. I'd be really surprised if I don't have that because I think I have all of the Shadowhawks. If I don't, I'm going to be pissed off and buy all of them right now.
What Shadow Hawk was it?
Number 0.
Zero. Weird. I can't find it. I don't have any Youngbloods. Why can't I find Y?
You don't know how to spell young blood?
Is. What number was it? Nine? Oh, I don't have that one.
Shadowhawk number 0 is a Liefeld cover.
I'm sure I have that.
And I just found out I have Shadowhawk number 0 and 1 and I don't have anything else after. What the fuck? But I have all his other series. I have the second series and the first series,
Oh,
which
I
is
don't
of
have
course
zero. I have
his.
1 through 4.
You don't
And number 11.
so you don't have the Liefeld cover.
He just did the cover?
I think they did the interiors too.
All right, I'll have to look that up after the show. Gotta
So there you
fill
go.
in these holes.
Vantage Magazine. Are you okay?
Dying.
To have to call 911.
All right, I'm alive.
And this
I get too
talked about,
excited.
we were talking about last time about Triumphant. Well, this talked about when they were going bankrupt in issue 6.
Really?
And not paying their bills. Like, they owed a lot of money to
So
people.
Vantage Magazine is just like a website of the past.
Yeah, it's awesome, though. It's better reading it in the past than it is, like, to read
Present.
current stuff.
Yeah, I don't know which issues I got of that, but I have to.
I
I also
think you're
got
gonna dig
this.
it because it doesn't take long to read it. It's about 18 pages, and
Yeah.
everything is pretty doggone interesting. Like I read an interview with Oliver Isabert-Badara, which is a Filipino artist. And it talked about a comic book called Aster, which was their hot pick, which obviously is not worth a lot of money, but I added it to my comicshop.com order because it had samples of his artwork, and it's very, very much like sort of a McFarlane type look, like an image type creator. I would say like a Silvestri or McFarlane type, somewhere in between there and Jim Lee. It looks pretty awesome. And it had only like three images, but I really like what I saw on those three images.
What was it called?
Aster, Aster.
Oh, I think you posted something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very 90s image looking covers.
Yeah. Well, there's like
It's nice.
90s art, and then there's like 90s art that's really good. Like, there's 90s art like Team Anarchy. And then there's 90s art that's like refined image type knockoff.
I was just going to say, this looks like a Jay Lee cover, and it is a Jay Lee cover.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
They talked about that in the interview because they were like, how did you manage to get Jay Lee? You know, like he's kind of big right now. How did you manage to get him on your book, you know? And he said, well, 'cause the writer knew him really well and got him to do a cover. But I can't tell you how much excitement I am getting from these 90s books. I am just like pumped, man. I'd rather read this stuff. Like
That's good.
I'm in this mode right now where I just rather. A matter of fact, I posted to you a book called Stigmata, and I want to get those too. It looks amazing. And you were like, "Well, this is the artist that's on the book that we're reading," or something like that.
Yeah,
Enrico, or
he's working for Top Cow now. Like he does Matt Hawkins books.
yeah. So I'm
That was
like,
so funny.
this guy's got some good art, at least on the covers. I want to try it. So I ordered Stigmata as well. And they're not expensive books. You're looking at $1 to $1.70.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about all these books there. Most of them you can get for a reasonable price.
Yeah, it's really interesting. They have another article about, is it possible to make a good movie based on a Marvel comic? And they talk about this thing called Oblivion. I don't know what that is, but I haven't read the article yet.
Fascinating. You have to check out this. I got like number one and number seven, I think. So I have to check those out. See what tidbits of information I can find out about the past.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I dig them. I get into like that's what I get into like the really nuts and bolts of them during the my other podcast where I talk to myself. But
Yeah. And the fascinating thing, like I think one of so this Vantage is the one that has like the gold sticker like sealing it shut, right?
yeah.
So you can't peek inside. And
Right.
it's fascinating. Like one of the ones I got is already open, but the other one's not open. And it's just amazing that one of these still exists and doesn't
That
ha has
that's
never been opened.
yeah. I told you it took me like 10 minutes to open it
Have
because
to
I was
get in
so
there.
afraid of tearing it. The one that I opened issue six, it was already torn for me though. So I
Yeah.
was kind of glad because somebody already went through that
The
painstaking effort of trying not to damage the book. Do you know what I mean?
effort. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really a cool book. I really like. There's another book I think I'm going to try called Exile Earth, and it's just two issues, but they talked about it in here. Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah, I think you posted something about that. Yeah, that looked interesting.
Yeah, and then I buy these books
Oh, that was
and
the one with that naked dude. The businessman was like saying, like, come here to the new naked guy.
yeah. Yeah, so I am it's leading me down rabbit holes, and then what happens is I get the books in, and then they have ads for something, and
Or
they'll
something
lead me
else.
into another purchase. It's like this
That's
weird circle of life kind of thing. But I am really amazed that, like, I have everything of Shadowhawk except for,
for that.
I don't know what's happening here.
Shadowhawk was always confusing though, because there was like so many different reboots or series.
Yeah, and I don't, the third series is where I'm missing stuff, and this is uncalled for. I need to get this on my.
I think the third, there was only four issues, right?
And like 17 had Spawn in it. What the fuck?
How many
And then
issues were in the initial original run?
four issues and then three issues. And I have those. That's when they had that embossed cover, embossed, and the
Why do I
glow in the
say
dark
number
cover.
11? Did they like continue the numbering at some point?
Okay. The first series ran from 1992 to 1993, and that was only four issues. And then if you go to the second series that ran in 1993, that was only three issues. And then if you go to the ongoing, that was where you have the zero issue that we were talking about with Rob Liefeld, and then you have 18 issues and a special edition. So that's where you have issue 17. You must have issues, the Spawn issue.
I have 11.
Oh, 11. 11. Let me see the cover for that one. How do
Why
you
does it
have
say?
11? This is so confusing. There is no 11.
You're right, there's no 11.
This is weird. It
What the
goes
hell do I have?
1, 2, 3, 4. It's called Shadowhawk 3. And then it jumps to
Then they
issue
continued it.
12. This is fucking weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Number
It's so
numbering sequence
confusing.
follows from the total Shadowhawk books published at this point. Oh, so they did a Marvel. So it went like it continued numbering, including the issues that were in the first two volumes, and then it jumped to 12. But I don't know how you have 11. I don't
It
know
went
how.
to
You
18.
must have a fucking collector's item again. It must
I
be like
know,
RAM number.
man.
You have issue 11 and there's no. Oh, there is an issue 11. It's in
Oh, there is.
volume 4. That was in
Oh, that
2005.
was volume four.
Yeah.
See, it's
You
confusing.
were freaking me
Shit.
out. You had me really interested. You had me at like, "Wow, you got something that doesn't exist. Son of a bitch." But I am going to put these in my queue. And if it has everything, I'm going to place my order today because I can't believe I don't have all of the Shadowhawk. Shit, I'll kill the Supreme too while I'm at it and just knock out Supreme.
I would like to get all the Supremes.
Yeah.
Some good stuff there.
I'm still working on like Gen 13 too, and I don't even have a full run of Wildcats. I left that pretty early. Like Wildcat, I have full Stormwatch. Wildcats, I have quite a bit of work to do on that. I stuck with it for 27 issues and then I left.
That's
So
pretty
I
long.
have to go, but I have to go to issue 50 in an annual. There's quite a bit of stuff I need to still get. And then if we start going into the other volumes, that we have that Garth Ennis. Do you remember that Garth Ennis Wildcat that just had, or it was Grant Morrison? It just had one issue. I'm like, what the fuck? It was Grant Morrison and Jim Lee. Only one issue came out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I have some work to do. Plus, I really need to get into that upstairs closet because I have at least, God, at least 1,000 books I haven't inventoried yet. Once I get
Shit.
that closet inventoried, then I'll have a complete inventory of everything I own.
You could have gold in there, gold.
I could, because that closet is like early podcasting closet, and that's when I was first, like, the golden years of podcasting, like before I started podcasting, and I was listening to podcasting, and I was like, wow, this exists, or this exists, or this exists. That was like a lot of Derek Coward exploration and stuff. So there could be some gold in there. Like,
Who knows
I'm
what
sure there's not
exists?
like gold, like I'm rich gold, but to me, gold, that's,
Right.
God, I just want a week off, you know? Like a week off where I could just do that.
Let's go through your comic boxes.
That one will be fun because there's one thing to bag and board, and then there's another thing to merge. That's the part I hate. I hate the merge more than anything. But there's it is awesome to go through boxes you don't know what's in. Like that's like my favorite thing to do. Yeah, Harley can't hear. I keep telling you she's deaf. She's like her daddy. She can't hear shit.
Takes after her.
She can
She
see
got your
very well. She
genes.
just doesn't have a clue. And I think her like sense of smell is even like off, 'cause most dogs they'll smell you like before you even come in the door. And like Harley just she's oblivious. She either doesn't know that Barb just got back, or she doesn't know that she ever left.
Fucking
And
idiot.
I think it's two. I think it's that she never left. Well, she has got a little bit of grass on her back. I didn't notice it. I'm sorry. In and out, Barb. She comes in and out. So, I forgot what we were talking about again. Oh, we're talking about Image, but Image was exciting. I don't care how bad people say the stories were and stuff, but it was exciting time.
I still remember it was early, and I can't remember the year. Occasionally, I'll look up to see what year it was. It was the early 90s, but it was the Chicago Comic Book Convention, like before, still when they were doing the Chicago Comic Book Convention at like smaller hotels, like before they got really big. I think this was the last one before they moved to the big convention center.
Yeah.
And they had an Image was there, and they had like a tent. It was the Image tent, and they had. It was right after Image launched, and they had all the creators there, and there was like a huge line for to
Yeah.
go see all the Image creators. And I'll always remember it because I remember that, and I think that was the one where I talked to Ben Endlund, the Tick creator, because they had like the independent guys like in the ba it was like in a basement,
Yeah, and they had the image guys in the big tent.
Image guys were out in the big tent. That was a good time. The good old days, but I always remember that, like they had their own tent.
Well, there was something to be said because the 90s, around this time period, I was already in college, man, and I was knee deep in studying. Like, and I think the fact that I had Valiant, which had more substance, and I had Image, which was more like explosive to your eye, it formed like a weird balance, like some kind of calming effect. Like there was, when I wanted to read something between classes or something, it was always an Image book. And then when I wanted to do something like right before bed and I wanted some more substance, it was a Valiant book. And I'll tell you right now, I was more into the Valiant, but I loved what Image was doing. Like I loved it. And you can kind of tell like when I stopped jumping off the image, but I never jumped off the Valiant, like no matter what was happening.
Yeah, I was definitely more into Valiant. Image, I mean, I got the first issues just because it was, you couldn't not back then. Like,
Yeah.
you had to get them. And then I saw the only ones I stuck with, though, were Spawn and Savage Dragon.
Yeah, Savage Dragon is the one that I still would pick Savage Dragon over Spawn. Like I there's just something about the world he created with Freak Force and Dart and what are those two fuckers that are like Batman and Robin? Killcat and Dynamo or something like that. Those
Yeah.
fuckers.
And there's so, I swear there's something about his art. Like when I open one of his comics, it's just like, I don't know, it's perfect. Like
Yeah, it's
I just
amazing.
love it. Like I flip through his pages, it's just like
Yeah.
awesome.
And that's why that Kickstarter, I was just like, I have to have this. Like there's no doubt in my mind. I should have looked at other tiers to see if there was like something Eric Larson or
I don't think there was. I looked through them and I didn't see anything.
I just bought the one that came with both books.
Yeah. There's one that had like the earlier issues of whatever that series is.
Ah.
That is crossing over with Savage Dragon. But I'm like you. I'm only getting it because Savage Dragon's in it. I think there's other characters in it too. I think it has like a bunch of different characters. And then I got the werewolf one just because, why not?
Yeah,
I'm there for the
it
show,
looked
so.
good. It looked good. But this back to where we started, we went off on a tangent was the Elephant Man.
Elephant Man.
This was a Kickstarter, and I can't remember why I liked it, but I think it was because I went into the thing and I saw the interiors and stuff, and it just looked interesting. And I love when they have like a tier that's like, okay, I haven't been supporting this, but it's like a catch-up tier, like, and it's a well cost-effective catch-up tier. I like those non-digital catch-up tiers, I will say, because you most Kickstarters you get both, you get the digital and you get the, but I don't really ever go to the digital copy,
I
ever.
know. Whenever I get a digital copy, sometimes I download it. Sometimes I don't even download
Yeah. There was a time when
and
I
then I
got a little
never look at it.
paranoid about getting books, and I started doing the download, saying, well, at least have the digital copy. But
Oh, in case it
I
doesn't come
stopped
out.
doing
Yeah.
it. Like, I did read the empties digitally. I don't know why I did it. Oh, I know why I did it. It's because I didn't know it was going to get funded. And she sent me
Oh,
the.
and yeah, they can't
She sent me the
immediately, yeah.
copies immediately
Right.
before, and I was like, oh man, this might not get funded, but I'm really interested in the concept. Like, I watched her video, and I saw what it was in the horror genre and why it was like weird, you know, coming home and your wife's cheating on you. It was about relationships and this crazy thing, and I was like, I really want to read this, so I read it immediately. And then I read it again when I got my copies, and I really liked that one. I think I liked it more than you did, but I really dug it. But I've been pretty happy with the Kickstarters that I have supported. This one was really good, Elephant Man, and it's kind of like an historical type book as well
Right.
as fiction,
Right.
like an extraordinary gentleman type book.
Yeah, so it's like historical fiction, basically,
Yeah.
where they're using this character of, what was his first name? John
Yeah.
Merrick and his life. And most of the stories take place. So the way it's told is that Merrick was taken in by a sideshow, basically, and was traveling with the sideshow, but then he got kind of screwed over. The sideshow guy screwed them over, and then Merrick ended up living in a hospital with this doctor who was doing studying him. And I think that part, I think all that might be right, real.
Yeah, the doctor that actually was doing him in the hospital
He was
that he was at. I don't know if the other part was real, but that was tragic. Is that fucking freak show circus owner or whatever decided to call the police on him or something? And then they went after their whole, they like, even the guy owned the building and they like took it away from him. I found that really weird.
Yeah, I don't know how much of
And
that
that was
was
rotten because they like sort of
real.
left him. And then I'm sure that the vigilante thing at night is not real, but it's interesting.
Oh, the
Yeah, he starts going out at night and like rescuing people.
Oh, when Merrick.
Like
Oh,
there were,
when he puts
yeah,
on the
Merrick.
mask
Yeah, he
and
puts
yeah.
on the mask and goes out because he's like bulletproof. There was an issue, I think it was 6 or it was 5, where he goes and rescues his old circus mates, if you will. Like they're in cages and stuff and the whole thing burns down and he breaks in there. He gets shot at a couple times, which his skin is bulletproof.
Although he
And
does get hurt. He does get hurt, though.
yeah, he does.
So I
Because he's
think it.
scarred up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bulletproof, but it's at least he doesn't die. It not partially resistant anyway. So it
Yeah.
doesn't kill him.
And then they introduce like Spring Hill Jack, and you know that's not true.
Yeah, that's a urban legend thing.
That's when it gets weird, but I found
Then it
that
gets
issue.
into it gets into the supernatural.
That was a really interesting thing about the guy who sold his soul to the devil, the gambler guy. And then I really liked it when it hit that tone
I
because
sold
it.
his soul to the devil, and then he was trying to trick the devil
Yeah.
to get his soul back.
And then the scientist had him go into the there's this weird Illuminati theme going on, right? Where they're like a secret cult and they're trying to find out more. Well, they find out this secret book. Like there's this book out there that they actually kill people for, like to obtain it. I think they killed that store owner that owned the book. And there's that theme going on, and then they have the Elephant Man, and there's these cards that he has to go into this mausoleum to get, and there's the guy that sold his soul, and he's like saying, "Don't take the cards, don't take the cards." But then he has this glimpse with the devil where he says, "Well, this is what would happen if you were human," and that's pretty powerful right there. Like I found that to be like the best issue of the whole series for me
It
personally.
was a weird issue.
Yeah, I liked
It
it though
was
because
like a Twilight Zone issue.
it was a Twilight Zone issue, but it was like having to make these tough decisions because when he was in there, he was human and he was actually
No, he was.
performing like a doctor.
Right, he was normal. He was.
Yeah,
He
he
didn't
was
have the
normal. He
deformity.
had a wife. He was in bed with her. And he's like, "What the fuck is going on? I have a beautiful wife." And it was the same woman that saw him earlier that they paid to treat him like human,
To act
like
like you would,
to act like go in there and
to
don't
not
get
be repulsed
shot.
by
Yeah,
him,
don't be repulsed by him. And she actually held his hand and he was like in tears. He
because it was
was
the
in
first
tears.
time
No,
a woman ever
no,
touched him.
wait, hold time out. No, I don't trust you. Don't put the fucking buttery waffle on the comic books.
Don't put the waffle on
I
the
know what you're
comics.
gonna try. You don't need you go over there.
Look,
The
tell her the table is not for eating. It's
table
for
is
God.
not for eating. It's bullshit. This is bullshit. She does that on purpose, and then she'll bring some coffee later on, a stinky coffee.
That stinky coffee. It'll make your comics stink. They'll absorb that
I didn't think about that,
odor.
but you're right. So, I really dug it. My favorite issue was the one where he went in and took the cards from, and the devil got that guy's soul because of it. He brought the cards back out, right?
I think so.
And the devil took the guy's soul.
Was a little confusing for me. But it probably because I was reading it digitally.
Yeah, you digital people.
So I
But
was
in
re
this
that's
at least the paper didn't
I was
stink.
handy I was
What did you
handicapped.
think about the paper when I made you smell that?
It almost made me vomit.
Did you hear that? She
Yes.
said she almost vomited. It's not that bad.
Ask her if it smells better or worse than her coffee.
Does it smell better or worse than your Pinyon coffee? I think it smelled better than the. I choose the comic over the Pinyon coffee. When I walked in, that was stinky. Or as what we'll call it, pine
Pine
nut
nut.
for you gringo. Gringos online. Bill thinks he has had a pine nut.
I know I've had pine nuts.
But have you had a pinon?
That I don't know. That I can't tell you. I've never had it in coffee.
Oh, my drug dealer's IMing me right now. He's sending me pictures of more books. Read. He's texting me Topps comics. He listens to the podcasts. Yeah, she ate. She listens to the pod. He listens to the podcast and he sees what I'm looking for, and then he texts me pictures of what he
He says,
had.
"Hey, look what I
Look
got."
what I got. So yeah, I gave Merrick a 4 out of 5, and I have two more issues to read still.
I don't have any more issues, but I noticed I have something called Treves, A Restless Night.
What is that?
I think that's about the doctor.
Is it by the same creative team?
I believe so.
Did you read it?
I have not. But
Ah.
I think it's a different artist, the same writer. Let me look at a page here. Yeah, it looks like the same artist. Let me tell you a story. It was years before I met Joseph Merrick. I was traveling through Rajputana with one of my medical acquaintances. Throughout our lives, there are moments that will change them forever. Meeting Joseph was undoubtedly the most important, but this was certainly another. Maybe this was even where it all began.
I wonder if the Arthur Conan Doyle thing is true, though, about him being friends with him. Because that's
Oh yeah,
amazing.
was he like in that Illuminati group?
Yeah, but the Arthur Conan Doyle thing has a link to Houdini because Houdini was always trying to offset use his skepticism to prove that, because Conan Doyle believed in the supernatural, whereas Houdini was opposite. He was always trying to
Yeah, disprove it.
disprove it. And that stuff is fascinating to me. Why haven't we finished reading the Houdini book?
Oh, Houdini Sherlock Holmes one?
No, the Houdini hard case crime one.
Oh, the one with the woman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I get
I don't know. I just asking you why we haven't finished
that?
reading it yet.
Oh, the Moorcock or something. No, the
Yeah.
cocksmith or something.
Cocksmith. No, it's not Michael Moorcock.
Woodcock.
Woodcock. We need to finish that.
Yeah, we should do that,
If you
Woodcock.
have it.
I know I have it in
You
some
and your
form or another.
trade. And then you probably won't be able to find it.
Oh God, I'll never be able to find it.
Oh, what did you give it? Did you give it what did you give it as
Woodcock.
a rating? No, the Elephant Man.
I gave it a, yeah, 4 out of 5.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I really did like that. I rated it as a whole, but I really liked that supernatural issue. The one where they went into the mausoleum with the cards. I
I like that
just
less than you did, just because it was so weird.
It was definitely different. Like,
Like it seems like they started out more in the historical stuff, But as the series goes on, they just get more and
Into the
more into the
supernatural.
supernatural.
Yeah. I just love that story. Like I thought as it got more supernatural, I started to like it more than the real stuff. Yeah. So we're a little bit opposite. So I might be on a path to liking the book more, and you might be on a path to liking it less.
Yeah, to see where it goes
Yeah.
from here.
And the other one we read, at least that I think we read, is Sugar.
We did read Sugar.
This was a total surprise. I didn't know what I was getting
Sugar,
into.
sugar, sugar. It's pretty much what I was expecting, although I didn't know what the topic was.
I haven't read the other ones yet, so I didn't know what to expect. And I told Barb about like this issue and what a sugar was, because I didn't know what a sugar was. Did you know before reading this what a sugar was?
No, I didn't know. Well, I've heard of sugar daddies before.
Well, I've heard of a sugar daddy, but I guess I didn't understand the meaning of what a sugar daddy really was.
I didn't understand the dynamics of the sugar daddy relationship.
Well, in this one, they don't call it sugar daddy, but this one, they actually had a bar where you can meet a sugar, which is sort of like a prostitute, but it's an exclusive prostitute, right? Like,
Right, well, they say in this book that it's not the same as being a prostitute, because a prostitute sleeps with
many
several
men.
women, yeah,
And
during the
yeah,
course
that's
of
why
a
I'm saying
day.
it's exclusive. Like, if you are with the sugar, you're paying her X amount of money
Right,
to
you're giving
be.
her an allowance, basically,
Yeah.
to be in a relationship with you.
The thing that was really weird is this is labeled as Volume 1, and I don't see how the hell they can.
Where it's gonna go from
Yeah, I don't. Well, I
here.
don't see how they can make it more interesting, like, 'cause it seemed to have an ending. Like,
It did.
for one thing, I liked both characters a lot. Like,
Yeah,
the
so
two. Yeah, go ahead.
the girl is a college student, and she had a good plan. She was saving up money for college, and she had her, everything planned out. But then her mom got in her, I think her first year of college, her mom got into a car accident with her younger sister in the car. And she had, I can't remember if she had no insurance, or I think she just had shitty insurance maybe. So they ended up with a bunch of debt. So she ended up taking her savings and having to spend it on her mom's
Wasn't really her
medical
savings, it
bills.
was her loan money for college. she
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
she
She got.
misused she had to miss use her funds
I
to
think she
route
got
to
like.
her mom.
Yeah, I think she had like grants or whatever.
Yeah,
She had to use all those. So she ended up having to take out loans, student loans.
and
So
work
now
three
she's.
jobs.
Yeah. She's working with two main jobs and then one occasional job.
One as the occasional job as a bartender. The other job is
The waitress.
as a waitress. That's her, I guess, her main day job. And then her second job is a delivery person for a grocery store.
Was something with a grocery store, yeah. I
Yeah,
don't.
it looks like she's delivering boxes on a bike or something to that effect. So she's working her ass off, plus she's doing an accounting degree at the university full time. And she has a roommate that's always fucking, like, her boyfriend in front of her, and she doesn't seem to give a shit. The guy's story is a little more weird in the fact that he seems like he's well-to-do. He loves his wife, finds out that she's sleeping with not one man, but a lot of other men, and he tells her, "Hey, I busted you," and she says, "Fuck you, I'm gonna get a divorce." And now he's dealing with this divorce, and I think they've known each other for 22 years or 12 years. I know it was double digits.
They were married for a while.
They were married for a while, so he's like on this slope where he doesn't know how to deal with life without his significant other. Like, he's like, "I don't know what to do with myself."
Right, because he went from one day loving her to all of a sudden everything fell apart.
And his friend thinks he's crazy because he's like, "Why do you still love this woman? You need to get out there and start fucking."
And he's like, "But I'm not ready to have a relationship." And he's like, "I don't talk about a relationship. You just need to
Yeah.
get laid."
And his friend though is with his wife and he's got a girlfriend on the side. And he's the one that introduces him to the concept of sugar, this sugar bar. Plus he tries to take him on dates with these younger women and he just can't do it. Like he doesn't have any interest whatsoever to go home with these women.
Yeah, he's not ready to move on yet.
Yeah. And then he's in this depressive state. Even his lawyer, his divorce lawyer is saying, "You need to fight this. You're giving up too much." And
No,
she's
in the
taking it
settlement,
from
yeah.
you in the settlement. She said, "This is bullshit." And he's like, "I just want it to be done. I don't care." So he's willing to give up more, even though his lawyer is telling him not to. And she's saying he needs to date. He said, "Your wife's an awful person. You need to get over this and just move on." And he just doesn't. But he does go to the restaurant where she's a waitress, and she talks to
He
him.
meets her.
They have a great discussion, and he feels comfortable and leaves her a huge tip. I think it's he leaves $40, and the bill is like under 10 or something like that.
And she tells him that she works at some kind of bar, and she's like, "Yeah, stop by sometime." So then he doesn't at first, but then later, well, I think he's like walking by. I think he tried to, I think it was after he was at a bar drinking and his friend was trying to hook him up with this other girl, and it seemed like things were going well for him, but then he was like, "I can't do this," and he just took off. And he was walking past her bar and noticed it and went in and started talking to her again. So then, yeah, I don't want to give away the whole story, but basically the story from that point on is his relationship. Like they start forming a relationship, and then it gets into the whole, 'cause her friend says that she should be a sugar, but she really has no interest in it, and he's never done it before, but he's got a lot of money apparently.
But that let's break this down. It's not that simple because before then he goes to that sugar bar and he's really thinking of doing it. Some girl comes and says, "I don't really belong here. You make me feel comfortable," and all this bullshit. He says, "I need to go to the bathroom." He goes to the bathroom and he says, "You know, I think this could work out for me." And he comes out of the bathroom and sees that same girl doing that same line. Exact same line to another man. So he's like, "This is bullshit." And he goes and walks off. And that's when he goes back to the bar to meet this girl. And then she's getting sexually harassed by her boss. And he says, "Fuck that. You can't grab your employee's ass like that." And then she walks out with him and they kind of hit it off. They sleep together. And he leaves money on the table. Only not because he feels that he has to pay her, but he reads her loan. He reads what she owes and he feels bad for her. So he leaves $500 and then she calls him and says, "You motherfucker, what do you think? I'm a prostitute that I fucked you for money?" And she's really upset and he's like, Hey, wait, let me make it up to you. Let's go to dinner." And then they hit it off really good. And he says, "You know, I'm still in love with my wife, but I wanna have this relationship on the weekends. I'm gonna pay you $3,000 a month, and all you have to do is meet me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday." And that's when she goes to her friend, and her friend's like, "You'd be stupid to turn this down." And she does do that, and she's able to pay off. He buys her a computer too when her computer breaks down, all this good stuff. And then she's starting to feel like, "Hey, I really love this man." Her friend said, "No, you shouldn't love this man." And then it gets interesting because the wife comes home one day, and then things has a ripple effect. But his wife is shitty. That is so fucked up. That's the scene that was fucked up to me really bad.
Yeah, she's an awful person.
Because he's stupid. He's vulnerable. He doesn't know what to tell her. He gets rid of this girlfriend he has to be back with his wife, and then one time he's on the bed and her phone's buzzing and she's in the shower, and I can't even believe he did what he did, but she gets a text that's like, "Oh, I'm gonna bring my friend and we're both gonna fuck you." Like, she's gonna fuck two dudes. And he's like, "Oh, I can't wait to come on your face," and all this bullshit. And he's reading this text as she's in the shower. And then she comes out naked and she says, "Let's fuck," and all this stuff. And he's like, he even like tries to make it right. Like, "Why don't we go out this weekend?" Because he knows that she's going to meet these two dudes on the weekend. And she says, "No, I have to meet so and so," and blah, blah. And he says, "Okay, I'm tired of this bullshit. You're not going to meet so and so. You're going to go fuck these two young dudes." And, yeah, I that was that was that scene was the most devastating to me, 'cause I can't believe how like he still loved her so much that even though he knew this was happening, he was willing to let it pass. Like, if she said, "Okay, let's go out for the weekend to the cabin or whatever," then he would have still probably let it go, even though he knew she was
I don't think
setting
he
up.
would have.
I think he
I think he
would
was just
have.
testing her.
You think that?
Yeah.
I think he would have.
He's a
I
dumbass.
don't know. I knew he was naive, but that was crazy. I enjoyed it. I
Yeah, so
wanted.
did I. I thought it was very well done. So it was written by Matt Hawkins and his wife. With art by, I don't know who did the art. Yushan Lee.
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, so did I.
It was a
Not the
weird comic though. I don't think I felt like I was reading 50 Shades of Grey or something. I don't know.
It's definitely a romance comic.
But it's like not a romance. I read a lot of romance comics
But
from the
there's no.
70s. It's this is something
That's a modern
different.
day romance
Yeah,
comic.
it
It's
felt
definitely not
real
a 70s romance comic.
it felt really weird to me. Like, 70s
70s
romance comics, they're hilarious. I love them.
comics have
This one
less.
I felt like a little discomfort. I don't know. A little realistic. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very real. The thing I like about stuff like this is it introduces you like so another book that Hawkins and I think his wife brought out is Swing, which is about swingers, which I want to read because both these books are about worlds that I know nothing about,
Yeah.
Your Honor.
I
I was going to say 70s romance books have less people talking about coming on getting cummed on their face and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember that in the
But having
70s
said
ones.
this is a lot. This isn't a boundless book either. Like, it's done with more
Right, it's all
non-X-rated
tasteful, yeah.
taste. Yeah, it's more tasteful. But it is like a, I guess you could say like a 50. I've never seen 50 Shades of Grey movie, but I'd imagine it's that kind of rated R, wouldn't you
Yeah,
think?
there's movies.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I would follow look at the next
I want to
volume.
go find. A matter of fact, I put in my Amazon queue the other one I didn't have that you posted a picture of. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Swingers. It was
Oh, the Stairway.
Stairway. Yeah, I don't own that one.
I think that's one more sci-fi.
That one I put in my queue, and I saw that you might think this is funny, but I haven't read a Sunstone yet.
Sunstone. That was another thing. It's hilarious. Like every time they watch TV, they were watching Sunstone on
Oh,
TV.
were they? Well, I haven't
Yeah.
read it yet, so I didn't know.
I think I read the first two volumes, but there's like six or
But
something.
because I enjoyed this one, I noticed I was missing one issue of Sunstone, and I put that on my Amazon order. So I have that one coming soon, along with Zorro the Gay Blade, couple of Zorro movies.
Nice.
So those were the two, and then you said you covered a book called Dog, which
Dog.
I knew what you were talking about because
Dog.
I have it.
Oh, do you have it?
I just wasn't gonna go look for it.
So this is a Dog from 1991.
And look at this. I have all three of
Ooh,
them.
nice.
Do you have all three of them?
All I have is number one, but I did order so this is by Joe Vigil, and he brought out a trade
Ah.
recently. So I ordered the trade from him because I liked it so much.
Is Joe V. Hill the brother to Tim?
Yes, this is his brother. Yeah, they
Okay.
actually, I think both of them worked on,
Rebels comics
yeah,
together.
some of that, like Faust and stuff. But because this came out through Rebel, but he was, yeah, I don't think Joe was ever as popular. He's not as refined an artist as his brother, but damn, I love it, and I love his art. So Dog is about this dude with a mohawk who, the beginning of the story, he runs into this kid in an alley, and the kid has been stabbed. And the kid says he's gay, and he and his friends were out, and they got attacked by this biker gang. And Dog, in captions, he tells like there's like several different gangs, and some of them are good, but there's this one gang that's really horrible. So the rest of the story is Dog taking revenge on the biker gang, and explicit violence. It's fantastic. So it's a wonderful revenge story where Dog is kicking ass and smashing in heads.
From 1991, and he does the art and the writing.
Yeah, he does the art and the writing.
This is what the description reads. Dog has come to its city looking for supplies and has found crime, violence, intolerance, oppression. In short, he has found evil. In this dark city, Dog goes to bat for those who have no voice, for those who are held back and put down for their differences. Which kind of makes sense based on your description. He is an unlikely hero, but unusual times call for all manner of heroes. Nonetheless, be warned, Dog is not for the squeamish or the faint of heart. Even though Dog intentions are noble, the language in this series is rough and the violence is graphic.
That is true. Both of those are true.
As soon as you said dog, I sort of knew the image of number one because I remember buying Dog at Doc's News in my college years, but I don't remember when I bought Dog 2 and 3 because those don't look familiar to me at all, but I have them.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to reading the rest of this. And it looks like I looked on Joe Vigil's Facebook page, and it looks like he's working on a new issue now of Dog, so
Interesting.
I'm on board. It was fantastic. It's very 90s black and white violence.
And I read a 90s book too because I knew you were going to read one. I read Team Anarchy number one from Dagger Comics.
Oh, Team Anarchy.
By Mark Schmitz and he's the creator and penciler, and the story is by Paul Danner. I will say this, that the art is really not good.
Really not
Like
good.
it is like borderline, like I can almost do it. Even though it had like I posted an image of it and Derek Coward told me it looks kind of like Ron Lim, and I can see where he gets that from the cover. But inside, like even the interiors and the layouts, like he has this artist doesn't have like a concept of human anatomy or that's okay 'cause nothing has to be realism, but it looks too line oriented, like something that I can almost do, which gives me confidence. No, I don't know that I could put something out, but like not even a good layout for layouts, like not even like good sense of how to lay out the action. The story itself wasn't bad. Story is about a group like his. It introduces a guy called Geiger and a couple of other characters that work with him, and they're all mutants on this Team Anarchy. They have a character called Rapture. She's like the most interesting because she has like pheromone abilities, and they have to raid a mutant jail and free a bunch of mutants. And I like Rapture when she goes up to this one guy. She hits like his pleasure zones so hard that he looks like he dies of like having an orgasmic smile. And it says, "Hey, if you gotta go, might as well go with a smile." So she killed him that way. And then there's a couple other guys that have a lot of violent death. This was listed as an adult book, but I can't see why, other than there's some violence and head chopping off.
That's
I
probably it.
don't see why it was. It is interesting to see though that they had one of those like Valiant coupon things that if you collected coupons 1, 3 and 5 from Team Anarchy and from Scorpion Corps, you collected 2 and 4. In Mavericks, you collected 1 coupon you could send away for Dagger Universe number 0. So that made me real curious because I've just completed Dagger and I'm like, does this Dagger Universe number 0 exist? And I looked everywhere and it doesn't exist.
Ah, no
So
one sent in for it.
I don't think anybody sent in for it. Or I don't think they ever even made it because nobody sent in their coupons.
Was a lot of coupons to be had to send in.
Six coupons. Well, it's not too much. It's, let's see, it's six issues. Valiant did the same thing.
I guess that's not too bad. Yeah, but it's Dagger Universe.
Yeah. So I think the story was written well enough. I didn't care for the artwork, especially the layouts. Like, I gotta send you some pictures of this shit. It's crazy. Like, he does one panel where it takes the whole page and it's just two buildings and there's nothing happening on the buildings. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
What was he thinking? I did notice it looks like on number 8 that Francesco helped with the artwork.
Oh, yeah. What?
So I wonder if it improves by
Well, I don't know if you
with
saw
him.
the ad I posted from Advance Comics in 1994, but in that ad, it says, "We have Bart Sears coming, we have Mike Grell coming, we have Andy Smith." It
Oh
listed
yeah,
a
I saw
bunch
that.
of big artists,
Yeah.
and that never happened.
Never happened.
So I think they had plans to become a
They
bigger
went under.
publisher, and they went under before anything went into fruition.
Before they could release their number 0 issue.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you though, I read Triumph Unleashed numbers 0 and 1, and I saw Dr. Chaos in them. I was like, this is fucking awesome. Remember
Wait,
I was
what'd you
telling you
read?
about Triumphant? Remember I was talking to
Oh
you
yeah.
about the Vantage thing that they had a
Oh
crossover
yeah,
with
the
Jim Shooter's
crossover.
company.
Yeah.
It was real.
So it ha actually happened
It
then.
had Dr. Chaos in it. Yeah. I was like,
Funny.
this is fucking awesome. It even mentioned it in like the letters page where the guy said, I really want to thank Jim Shooter for letting me take this character, put him in our book.
Okay.
So I thought that was really cool.
So technically, I need to get those if I want to complete my Defiant.
But don't be disappointed if it's just images, though. Like he's not part of the story,
Not in the
but he
story.
is part of like these main spreads that are in that story. Like you'll see this like image, like this sci-fi image of these triumphant characters. And what this is, it's kind of like a goddess that is trying to take over the triumphant universe. It was like a crossover with all their books, and like the Scavengers and Dr. Chaos and a Chromium Man. Even though he's in a passive form, he doesn't want to get involved. They have to try to defeat her because she's a tyrant, essentially. And in the panel, is it's like a fight scene in space. You'll see what was I going to say? Not Dr. Chaos, but you'll see War Dancer from Defiant. That's the character you see from Defiant, War Dancer. So War Dancer appeared in two books from Triumphant. Just like the article said it would.
The article did not lie.
Yeah, I was real curious to see if it was bullshit, 'cause some of these are.
Yeah, a lot of
So,
times stuff never came to fruition, so
yeah.
it's nice to see that they actually pulled it off. Fascinating.
And the other one I read as I bought that Rocket Ranger. And that one is pretty cool. That one's from Adventure Comics in the 90s. It says based on a video game. But the premise of this is you're back in World War II. And this scientist adventurer guy gets a warning from a time traveler scientist that say, we're leaving you this ray gun, this rocket pack, and this thing because things are in place where Hitler's going to win the war, and if you don't stop it, Nazi Germany's going to rule the world. And then he has to convince the military to help him out to try to fight these Nazis, knowing the future with his rocket pack. And he has to actually save his girlfriend because the not one of this Nazi lieutenants steals his girlfriend and another scientist. He has to go after him. And so far, he's like the greatest American hero. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He like puts on the pack and he's like, it's kind of like when the Rocketeer got a pack and he's like skimming across the water like a rock. He doesn't quite know how to use shit yet. Yeah. But it has a really interesting concept. It has like the Nazis invented this drug. I can't remember what it's called. It's like sounds like linoleum, but it's not linoleum. They drop it in populations and it makes the men stupid. So all the men become stupid and they can take over. Like they become incompetent. And I guess the women aren't strong enough to fight them off, so the Nazis take over the area by dropping these. And we can't do anything about them because our pilots can't fly as high as the Zeppelins are going. So they found a way to fly these Zeppelins, like almost in at space air, length distances. It's incredible distances, so our planes can't even go that high. That's pretty cool. I liked it. I still have to find two more issues that I have on my want list because they didn't have the full run.
Yeah. Cool. I know you like the Rocketeer type stuff, so.
Yeah. The art style's sort of weird. I expected a lot of adventure comics that I do have, they were in black and white, so I expected it to be black and white. It wasn't. It was in color. And the art style is sort of strange. Like, I can't even tell you what it reminds me of, but it does have some kind of look and feel of something I've seen before. But I liked it. I liked it a lot more than Team Anarchy. Looking forward to seeing where that one goes.
Interesting.
And Zoro keeps blowing my mind. Like, it is so good. It's one of the best comics I've read this year. Did you read anything different?
Man, Rocket Ranger number 4 even has a woman that looks like Betty Page, kind of.
Oh, it's very much in the vein of Rocketeer. But I would be curious to see if there are any images online of the video game.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, what did that come out for? Do you even know?
I don't know. I didn't even know there was Rocket Ranger video.
PC game.
See if they have any images. Well, they have some videos, but I'm not going to play that right now. It actually looks really good. It looks like a fun game. And it looks like the premise is right on tap with the story from what I've seen. But it has them like fighting tanks and planes and all kinds of stuff. And then it's got some really weird scenes.
They had a Kickstarter for Rocket Ranger Reloaded game.
Yeah, I see that.
Fascinating.
It's pretty cool. I mean, I would have
Was a
never found this if we didn't go through that Advanced Comics.
On
This
the
is.
Kickstarter, they have Rocket Ranger even had his own comic book series.
Yeah, there you go. There's two publishers that I don't have much of, but they're really interesting me in terms of ads and other things, and that's Adventure Comics and Entity.
Yeah, I
Eternity,
only have
sorry, Eternity
sporadic
Comics. Eternity. I think that's what it is.
Eternity.
Yeah. They
Yeah.
look really I don't know if they're good. The Adventure Comics are Malibu. It's just another line, and I've always enjoyed Malibu, so I trust that I trust them more than I would another publisher in terms of quality. I get good quality when I read Malibu comics.
Yeah, we talked about Eternity before. I have some Eternity. I didn't realize they had brought so many comics, though.
Yeah, they have a lot, and I have very little. I think I have like one or two books entirely from their entire line.
Yeah.
Did you have your
It's too much
previews?
stuff. What?
Did you want to talk any of the previews or?
We can do that next time. I've only
Okay.
flipped through it so far. I haven't had a
I'll tell
chance
you one
to.
thing, man. There are some good shit.
Nice.
I at least stuff that I like. There was a lot of new books that I want to pick up.
That. I need an easy month. It's too
But some of
much
the stuff
stuff.
that I'm getting,
Too much. I might not be
you
getting.
would yeah, you wouldn't be interested in it. Like there's a lot of American mythology stuff that is Zorro related that I
I
don't
did
think you'd
see that there
care.
was a Zorro book.
Well, they have a hardcover book about the history of Zorro, like in comics and movies, and I'm like, this is right up my alley right now.
If it was out today, you'd purchase it immediately.
Yeah, and I'm probably gonna get the deluxe edition, which is $70 versus the retail
Ooh.
edition.
What's the difference between the versions?
It looks like it comes with like other materials from like movie posters and all kinds of other stuff.
So it has additional content.
Yeah, different cover, special features, an 8x10 reproduction of the rare classic Zorro art, perfect for framing, exclusive digital download copies of the Zorro novel, the original Zorro film, Mark of Zorro, featuring Douglas Fairbanks. Yeah, it looks really interesting to me.
It's made for you.
Yeah, and then they have Zorro Rise of the Old Gods where he's fighting Cthulhu. So that has my name on it too. You know what I found fascinating is I'm almost buying all everything that they're putting out now, but I noticed in their solicits they don't have the creative teams anymore.
I did notice that too. I'm like, what the hell? It doesn't even say who did it.
I even sent them a tweet. I was like, hey, I noticed that you don't even list the creative teams. What's up with that? But they have, I think everything that I'm going to get. They have a Peabody and Sherman, which is off of Rocky and Bullwinkle, which I'm going to get for sure. And they have a Laurel, Rhea, and Hardy reproduction of
Yeah,
the
I saw that.
1967 Gold Key.
I'll be getting that.
Yep. And then Amigo had that Roman Ritual, and I was like, oh, that's for sure.
Yeah, Amigo, I get all the El Toro's stuff, so.
But they do have Vampire PA Bite Out of Crime and Witch's Shadow from American Mythology as well, which I tend to like their done in ones, which are usually by Mike Wolfer. Alex DeCampi has a new book. I like her writing. There's some good stuff. Neonomicon, they have a C2E2, and I didn't even know they were there. Exclusive, called a Neonomicon Hornbook. I don't know what it is, but it says it's for the first time in previews. Limited release, and I love this series. This was the Alan Moore series that came out.
I didn't notice. It's cheap too.
Yeah, it's $2.99. And I'm thinking about getting both of them. I read Neonomicon, and I loved it. Like I th this was my favorite Alan Moore Avatar thing that came out. I thought this series was awesome. Yes, it's about a cop and an organization that's trying to take down this cult of Cthulhu worshippers, and the female cop becomes part of that cult. And it becomes really weird. And the Cthulhu monster has this huge dick. He's a huge dick. It's crazy. Crazy good. And I was happy to see that Avatar has a book coming next month called Warrior Nun Dora.
What is this Across Badlands number 50 cosplay, never offered anywhere previously. The special edition was created for a crossed cosplay contest that never happened.
That's
Must
not the
just be
cover
a.
of it, though, right?
What?
That can't be the cover of it, could
It
it?
doesn't look like a cosplay cover. So is it just for the. Or maybe they were. I don't know.
I don't know, but
That's
I'm
weird.
glad you mentioned it. I am marking it as a buy. I
Is
hope
it just
that's
the
not
cover, though?
the cover, but if it has cross cosplay, I'm gonna get
That's
it.
cross cosplay.
I am going to get it.
It almost seems like they're going to do like a contest, and whoever won the contest would be on the cover.
Yeah.
But why would they? But if they didn't do the contest, why would they publish it? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know, but I didn't see this bill, and I'm ordering it. I'll tell you right now,
You're taking a chance.
I'm not taking a chance. I'm gonna buy it for sure. It's only $5.99. What's the worst that could happen? It doesn't look good. I don't know. It sounds fascinating to me, and all I saw was the Neonomicon stuff, so I was like, I'm gonna get that.
I didn't notice any of that because I thought it was just a bunch of reprints or special covers.
Yeah, I'm getting those too, and then I'm excited for Warrior Nun, and it looks like it's coming to Netflix. They're in a weird mode. I don't know where they're going, but I'm along for the ride, that's for sure. Yeah, there was just a lot of interesting solicits. And I've been wanting to get into Golden Age Captain America. I've been reading some of it on Marvel Unlimited, but I have none of that in collected edition or any form. And they have an omnibus of the Simon and Kirby Cap. So I'll be getting that. That's an expensive one, but I really want it. Embats found a steal like years ago. It was like Golden Age Cap. And it has the controversial issue where there's a dick in it. And I was like, let me see. And sure enough, he has that issue. It's like worth a lot. And he found it in one of those like $5 hardcover things. I can't believe
Yeah.
it. And it's worth like more online. Like it's crazy amount. Because every other printing of that, they took the dick out.
Ah, so
Like, I don't think this omnibus that I'm gonna buy is gonna
the
have a
one
dick.
shot, the dick. You lost your chance.
That's right.
No dick for you.
You got a Jungle Fantasy Annual coming out. Yeah, I'll let you absorb this, but I'll be interested to see if you saw as much good stuff as I did, because I saw a lot.
Probably, yeah, there's always. Lately, it seems like every month there's like more good stuff than there was the previous month.
And this month, the image stuff seemed really like big to me, like with big creators, like all their number ones are like big books.
It did seem like they had, because I think it was like Cullen Bunn, and then there was a.
Yeah. I think Cullen
New
Bunn has like
Miller, Mark
three
Miller
new
one,
books.
and someone else. It was a Jason Aaron. Yeah, it's like damn. Bringing out the heavy hitters.
Yeah, because a lot of the image books lately, I haven't been getting all the number ones, and this was the month that I was like, wow, this looks like I want to be all in this month, which is weird for me. Was good stuff.
It's a good time to be a comics fan. Not like the 90s. No, I'm
The 90s is fantastic.
kidding. Already covered movies.
Yeah, and sort of TV, kind of.
don't know if we have any other. I have any other TV stuff. Don't think so.
I haven't watched a lot of TV. I started watching Modern Family with Barb, getting caught up on that. But other than that, it's all been the elliptical and. Oh! I don't know if you're watching Deadly Class, but that is an amazing show. God dang.
I'm not watching that.
Oh, you don't have it available to you.
Isn't this on one of those weird channels?
That's sci-fi.
Sci-fi. That'll be interesting because I never really read the comic.
The actors that they have for this show just sell it, regardless of whether you have read it or not. It's just so good. It's so weird. It is fucking up your alley for sure. I guarantee it. I'd be shocked if you told me, Mike, I don't like it. I'd be, oh man, it's got, it is so, it's filmed in the 80s.
Yeah.
It is so, like 80s music is like down packed, and the group, the main group of kids are kind of punkish. They're punkish
Yeah, I
outcasts.
remember I read the first issue. I do remember vaguely remember it.
And they, this last episode, oh man, it was intense. It was intense. And then they have this scene where, so the main character works at a comic shop. He's got this guy called Fuckface that's out to kill him. That he burned down an orphanage when he was little. And he's out to kill him, and he's working at a comic shop, and he's hiding like explosives there. And he gets to work really late, and there's this scene that's outrageous. He's like, this kid is annoying the fuck out of him. First of all, it's like a comic shop that has a line like in the 80s. They were like waiting for him to open the store. He gets there really late, opens the door, and all these kids are running in to get their comics. And there's one kid that says, "You promised to draw me a Carnage versus Spider-Man," or I can't remember if it was Carnage. It was to draw him something, and he was driving him crazy, and he's hungover, like he's like, "Man, Mike, you're giving me a headache. Leave me alone." He said, "But you promised, draw me this cartoon," and he's like looking at this kid, and he goes, "Oh man, I really need to fart." I'm and he's not ta he's thinking to himself, right? I really need to fart. I want to fart in this kid's face. He's just driving me crazy. And he decides he's gonna fart in this kid's face. So he bends over, and he's gonna. I gotta. He farts, and he thinks to himself, "Oh no, there was no sound." And then you just see this like brown stain in his pants, and it's like dripping down his leg, and he like shit his pants. I'm like, motherfucker. It was hilarious. He sharted, man. He
His
sharted
pants.
bad. Guy shit in him. And then that little kid's like, he shit his pants. It's an amazing show.
One day I will see it.
I don't know. Sci-fi usually goes to Netflix, I think. At least, like, I know that Wynonna Earp showed up on Netflix, and I know that the one that was based on the Zenoscope book, Van Helsing, showed up on Netflix. So you have a chance.
Yeah, either that or they'll put it out on DVD
I know
and
Krypton,
get it
which
from
was
the
on Sci-Fi,
library.
shows up on DC Universe. That was a really good show. So, yeah, Deadly Class, pretty amazing. We only have one more episode to go. That's what we were watching at night. We were catching up on Deadly Class. And we're on the last one. And then we marathoned last weekend because my parents were here. They got like addicted to One Day at a Time. My parents watched
Well,
so many
yeah, I could see
episodes. They were
that.
like, they almost watched the entire season three with us. And my mom couldn't get enough of the show. She's like, let's watch. We were watching basketball and stuff, and she's like, can we watch another One Day at a Time? She wanted to see all of it.
He's hooked.
Yeah. She became addicted to it. Even my dad liked it. Like, my dad was laughing out loud on a couple of things, so he really
It
dug it.
seems like a show they would like. Now, is that mo jumping to another
I heard rumor it
channel,
was
or did
going to,
it get?
Barb told me CBS Online or whatever it's called.
Okay.
CBS, whatever. All
Yeah.
Access.
I thought I heard that it got picked up by someone.
Yeah.
There's too many streaming services now.
There is. And I'll probably join the Disney one. So after that, I'll be on four services. I'll have Netflix, Amazon, DC Universe, and Disney. And the other one that we've been considering, like I said, is CBS All Access for the Star Trek and the Twilight Zone. So I don't. And then if One Day at a Time goes, it's pretty, I don't know, it's close.
You'll have to get it at least at some point just to watch those shows.
Yeah, even if it's just like I'm gonna get it for the free month and I'll just marathon a show or something. I just wish they would say, okay, like we'll show these shows on Saturday afternoons or something. A year after they're seen on the streaming service on regular CBS, and then I would just DVR them or
Well,
something.
they'll pick it, yeah.
Yeah.
Like during the summer or something.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would do that with Star Trek. It doesn't look like they are.
You gotta figure at some point, like when it would normally go into like syndication or whatever, maybe they'll bring it over or something.
Yeah.
But that could be a while. Like
I did
if they
get
did it like 5 years after it first came out or something, or 3 years. It would still be worth it for the people who want to see it right away, but then they'll hit a bigger audience and make more money off of
I did get a new Kickstarter in the mail that's really interesting to me. It's called The Civil War Diary of Freeman Colby.
it.
And the guy's not a great artist, but what he did is he does like Civil War reenactments, and he plays banjo and stuff like that for like a Civil War band. And he was doing research in the library, and he found a diary, and nobody seemed to have read it from the Civil War. So he adapted that diary into a comic book. And it has two volumes. And this guy draws like not very good. It's kind of like stick figure-ish kind of stuff. But the interesting thing about it, historically, is in the back he has a lot of his research, like the photos and everything that came from it. And the dialogue is direct from the diary. So it has like vintage, like how we spoke English back then. And he was a teacher, so like if he wrote it, he wrote something, it was like how he actually wrote it.
The guy who wrote the diary was a teacher?
Yeah, before he
Okay.
got dra went into the Civil War.
Yeah, before I got pulled in. Interesting. I do remember, I don't know, it must have been when you first signed up for the Kickstarter, because I remember it sounds familiar, so I think you might have talked about it then.
But even when I signed up for the Kickstarter, I didn't, I guess, realize how real it was. Like, I didn't realize, the one thing I didn't realize is that the verbiage was
Right, that he took the actual
exactly out of
dialogue.
the dialogue of the diary. And that's like game changing to me. This is like real history. And then when I found out all the back matter and all the newspaper stuff he sent with the Kickstarter, from the Freeman Colby's Illustrated Civil War magazine. It's pretty with maps and everything.
Like, is
Fo
that in the book, or are you
photos.
talking about something separate from the books?
It's two things separate from the books.
Okay.
They're like they're magazine. It's they're like it's like a newspaper, and it has photos of everything of the Civil War and stuff. It's amazing.
That'd be interesting.
It has illustrations of old pictures, like bounties on actual bounties of people that were wanted in the Civil War. It has photos, maps. It is like gold to me. It like one of the best Kickstarters I've ever supported. It's just got so much history there. I find it fascinating.
Cool.
That's pretty much all I had. I haven't eaten anything new, really.
Interesting.
Matter of fact, it came in a weird format. Me and Barbara were looking at it, and she said, "Did you order more comics?" I said, "Look at the size of that. They're almost like manga sized, but they're really fat and thick."
Yeah, it says I'm looking at the page. It says 5x7, then five, like 548 pages. That's
Yeah.
a lot.
I started reading it
And it
yesterday.
says, yeah, maps, source notes, reference materials. So how much of the book is actually back matter?
Probably the last 1/8 of the book. But then you have the two newspapers too. But like I was reading it, and he's talking about like how he worked on the farm with his dad, and this guy was a teacher. And one of the interesting things back then is it was showing how teachers would quit because the students were bullying the teachers. Like, and he said, "Yeah, I have a bunch of bullies in my class too." And then he had a picture of him whipping them. He says, "But he says they're bigger than me. The students are bigger than me, and they don't want to learn. But I ain't gonna take their bullshit." Pull out a whip and whip their asses. So, like historically, things were different back then. It has one teacher jumping out of a window because the kids were torturing him.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this is right out of a diary too, so I don't know, it's pretty neat. Every now and then, like I'll just find stuff. Nobody told me about this one, but this is just me digging. And I thought this paper, like these newspapers, were just stuffing to keep the book safe, because
Oh,
they were
the
wrapped around the book. So I was
okay.
just gonna toss them, and then I looked at the cover, and I'm like,
Wait, what is this?
"What is this?" Yeah, it's pretty neat. Yeah, I'm looking forward to digging into it. And it won't take long to read because it's not a lot. It's a lot of pages, but it's not a lot of material of comics. Do you have anything else you want to
Cool.
plug before we wrap this one up?
Don't think so. I think that's it.
If you want to find your Houdini book, I'd like to cover that.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out what format I ended up getting it in. I might just have it digitally.
I thought you bought that one.
Can't
The
remember.
Woodcock? The
I'll have
Harkey's
to.
Crime?
I know what it is. I remember the woodcock, right? The woodcock.
Yeah.
I know I got number one. I remember reading number one, but I don't think I ended up getting the trade of it or hardcover.
Why would you not? It was
But
amazing.
then, well, I think it was a hardcover, but maybe they brought out a soft cover. I don't know. Or maybe I just have the digital version.
Well, if you find it, let me know, or if you don't find it.
I'm pretty.
I'll look for.
I can definitely read the digital version.
I'll look for Swing to see if I
Yeah,
can find it.
I don't know if I'm gonna be able to find Swing. 'Cause I swear I'm still missing some comics.
Where do they go?
I don't know. I know I put a bunch of trades in a comic box. But then it disappeared.
Interesting.
It's just gone.
I think I'm missing a box of trades too. I don't know. I can't find it. Everything else, though, I know where it is. Like, I know which room it is and the rough era of where it is in the short boxes. Sometimes you have me look for a book, though, that I forgot to order. Like a number two of something, or. Like when we cover a trade, when you cover a trade,
Yeah,
I'll
you're
find out
missing
I'm
a
missing
single
an issue,
issue.
yeah. All right. Well, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com and you can send Twitters to at DBM00 or at Mike Myers Brunch. Emails are Mike at comicbooknoise.com and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. And we're on the Facebook page at Geek Brunch Podcast and Forum for Geeks. Where else? I think that's it.
I think so.
That is a beautiful page, by the way. Like I the of the J.G. Jones.
Oh, the J.G. Jones.
God damn, I want to read that.
I know. It's like, well, it still amazes me that they had at least three issues drawn and inked,
But it
ready to
bothers
go.
me that we're not going to ever see it
So we'll never
because
see
I
it.
dug that stuff. That was from Broadway, right?
Yeah, that was their crossover book.
Because J.G. Jones drew Fatal.
Yeah, he was working for them then.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, Bill.
All right, and we can talk about previews at that time.
Yeah, I probably would place my order before then, but if you see anything that you think I'm gonna miss, like that cosplay thing, something
The
that's just
unknown cosplay cover.
weirdly placed, and you think I'm gonna just tweet me it. And tell me so I don't miss it.
All right. I can
Because
do that.
that's the weird stuff that I miss. Like if it has a big ad, I'm not gonna miss it. But if it's something like on the side notes of something, I will.
I do have the digital woodcock, so I will read that. Let me know if you
Oh,
find
did you
yours.
buy that Humble Bundle or what?
Yeah, I have it on Humble Bundle.
How do you read that then? With a what reader do you use?
Figure it out.
I
I'll figure it out.
found it weird that they had some of the novels in there too, in
Yeah,
that
that'll be
Humble Bundle.
good. I'll throw those on a Kindle. And they had one of them was like the covers, like the art book with covers,
Oh yeah.
which that's cool.
Yeah,
I hope they do
I
a book of the
saw
comic
you retweet
covers.
it, and I saw Christina Faust because I follow her retweet it. She was the writer of Peep Show or Peep Land.
I remember that was good.
Yeah, she actually experienced that. That's what I remember of Peep Land. And
Yeah,
she
it was
worked
based
in
on
one of
her
the play.
experience.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this was fascinating. Yep, I like them hard crease crime. I even ordered the manga one, which is out, really out of my wheelhouse, but because it had the hard case crime on it, I ordered it.
I know, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. There's actually a couple of mangas this month in previews that I am curious about, which is weird because I haven't ordered, I don't usually order manga stuff.
What was the topic?
I don't
Was
even
it
remember.
horror or
If I can find it. I wonder who publishes that stuff. Viz, I think it was.
and they have their
Was.
own section now too.
Oh, here. Beastars. Because it's
Oh, anamorphic.
anamorphic, yeah, anthropomorphic stuff. Talking animals, so that looked good. And there's another one. Oh, there's a romance one. Daytime Shooting Star.
What page
Hopeful
is
high
that on?
schooler Sumi moves to Tokyo and finds her heart caught between two men. That's
What page is that one?
431. It's one of the most fan requested and highly anticipated shoujo magazines of the past few years. There you go.
What does the pink indicate versus the green? Don't they aren't they color coded something?
Yeah, I think the well, shoujo is like the or shoujo is the like romance type stuff.
Oh, is that what pink represents?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I'm trying to find a color. Oh, it's
Oh, here it is. Shoujo
Shoujo
Beat.
Beat.
Yeah. So that's their like more romance magazine. And then Shonen Jump's the more action one. Shonen Sunday, I don't know what that Hakusoru. Hakaisoru. I don't know what that is.
Interesting. Well, you'll have to let us know if they're good.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I'm going to order those. I'll probably order the anthropomorphic one just to check it out.
Yeah. All right, we can wrap this one up and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right,
See you
bye-bye.
then. Bye-bye.